Hey there, fans of YKWD. Check out a good friend of the show, Dave Attell, on his hysterical show on Showtime, Dave's Old Porn, Thursday nights at 11 p.m. Join Dave and his A-list comedian pals as they provide play-by-play commentary to the grainy, cheesy, absurd, and utterly classic pornography films from the 70s and early 80s. Dave's got comedians like Jim Norton, Bill Burr, Joe Rogan, and Artie Lang mixed in with classic adult film stars like Nina Hartley, Vanessa Del Rio, Seika, and more.
Ginger Lynn had fairly small breasts for like a porn star, but they were perfect. You don't need anything bigger than that.
They came to play.
Look at that youthful body, too, my God.
I know, he's amazing. Oh, what? Sorry. Fast forward.
So check out Dave's Old Porn with Dave Attell on Showtime, Thursday nights at 11 p.m.
Hello, everybody. This is Marisa Rodriguez from the Lower East Side, and you are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What Do on the Riotcast.com network. You need to keep listening to this shit that's said.
Hey, gang. This is Colin Quinn.
This is Jim Norton.
This is Dennis Leary.
This is Opie from a lot of things.
This is Burt Kreischer.
Stan Cook, and you are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude.
You Know What, Dude.
You Know What, Dude.
Ippy bippy baya, ippy bippy boo. Dippy dippy daya, yabba dabba doo.
Dude.
This is Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude.
You Know What, Dude.
I fucking hate Kelly.
You only like my singing voice.
All right, man. We are here with another episode of You Know What, Dude? Podcast. You Know What, Dude? Today is a very special, huge, extravagant Thanksgiving. We're doing this a week before Thanksgiving, even though this is going to come out in June of 2013. By the way, we're fucking going. We're here with special guests. I don't know what's going on.
There's something that's in my back pocket that should be in my front pocket. And it's hitting me, so I'm just moving it.
You have a pocket on the dress?
I got a pocket on the dress. That's right. This is made. I got this dress from. This is from China. This shit is imported from China. It's very classy. And I got this was $2.99. It's foreign. It says made in China. That's how I shop. Everything is foreign. That's it.
Really?
That's right.
If you guys don't know who the fuck that is, then you're out of the loop.
It's Louis J. Gomez.
It's Louis J. Gomez's baby.
Right out the gate.
It's nice to be sitting with another Puerto Rican who's looking nice. He's starting to look classy. You look good.
What's up?
He's dressing nice and shit. I like that.
I appreciate that, Marisa.
I'm never going to make it through this show, dude. I'm never going to make it through the show. I'm going to be fucking laughing.
Bob, be a little more fucking calm. What, really, you haven't hung out with a transvestite before you had what's her
name? Transsexual.
Dude, don't fucking.
You need to get your shit straight and correct.
I am so sorry, Marisa.
Transsexual.
You got to show some respect, man.
Yeah,
for the gays, the straights, the chicks with
and
dicks.
Then that's the third sex right there.
That's right.
That's
I'm
right.
I'm not a dude in a dress. That's not what it is.
That's
Take
it.
Your hormone shots.
That's it, baby. We got a special guest, Marisa, right?
That's right.
And what's your last name? Rodriguez?
Rodriguez, that's right.
That's right. And you are the smash hit sensation on the internet right now.
That's the people passing it around because they're trying to connect to my plight. That's right, it's my plight. I'm trying to find me a man, and that shit is not easy.
You're trying to get, you still haven't got a man.
I have not found, it's hard to find. I got like a lot of requirements. I got 17 requirements, and a lot of people don't meet them shit, so it's very difficult to meet somebody.
Give us a couple requirements. Maybe we'll find you a guy on this show.
Well, first of all, you need to have a car.
You need a car. In New York City, that's hard.
Yeah, I'm not trying to go to the day on the train like this and shit, be riding around. I'm not trying to do that, smelling bums coming through. That's not what I'm trying to do. I've been doing that my whole life. I'm not trying to do that. You need to pick me up in a car, and that car needs to have a commercial on TV. Got to have a payment plan and shit.
Pat, do you have a car?
I do not have a car.
We have the opposite. The exact opposite. on the other side of the planet, man, comedian, very funny guy, one of my favorites. I've done a few shows with him. Pat Dixon, everybody.
Thank you very much, Robert.
Welcome to the show for the first time.
Pleasure to be here, man. It's the best. Yeah. Skipping important stuff to be here today. Skipping therapy, skipping my own podcast, New York City Crime Report. It's all off.
You skipped your podcast and therapy.
I skipped my podcast and therapy to do this with you. Yeah.
Thank you, man. Yeah, well, sure, no problem. I mean, you can come on anytime you want, dude. You're a friend of mine. I know you. We've done fucking hell gigs together.
Yeah, yeah. Out in Jersey, we did a show with no mic.
No microphone in front of... I don't know what they were.
Well, they were serving a lot of like butter, noodles and butter and stuff like that. Yeah. You know, and white bread, you know, they promise you a meal and that's what you get.
Yeah, you
get noodles and butter.
Yeah, you get like a piece of bread. There's one piece of bread left. I think it was a bunch of addicts, too. They were like recovering addicts. And me and Pat were up there. No, Mike, you guys can do this. We were up there just screaming.
Yeah.
But there's a funny thing is I was kind of depending on him to take a hot one. You know when you do a shit gig with another comic, you're like, I just want him to take a bomb, so if I take one, it's good. But if I do good, it's fine. He went up and just leveled the place. And I'm like, now this is going to suck.
But it was the no mic that did it. They were like, oh, he has no mic, and he just kept going. What a pro. Yeah. Oh, we'll salute that. It didn't matter what I
went up with no mic, and they're like, gee, he doesn't need a mic, this loud fatso. But
there was
and we
a
got
a lot of relapsers there. They were just there for the noodles, though.
Yeah, for the noodles. We so we got Louis J. Gomez is here.
What's up?
Oh my God, Jesus!
Where's my gift? I got you a gift. I was in. You might like this, Mauricio. I got him a gift. I got him a nice gift. I saw this shirt in Walmart around 4 a.m, and it was $7. I left the tag on.
That's expensive.
You spent that much on Lewis?
Spent a lot of money on
Jesus.
You
think this
is that's right. My dress was $3.99 and shit. So
that dress right there was
$3.99. Can you believe that? I paid that. That's expensive. I had to really save up for this one right here. But it's made in China.
I have a lot of questions for you, sweetie. I have a lot.
That's what I'm here for. I'm a fan and I'm so happy that you asked me to be on here.
I'm sorry. I love her. All right, I got you this shirt. This is a real ass dude
shirt.
Right,
I'm a real ass dude.
Open it up.
Put it on, baby. That. Put that sucker
I'm gonna
on.
Throw this bitch on right now.
Right now. Put
that's
that on.
That's eclectical.
What?
Put it on, baby. Look at that shirt. All right, there's dead air, so we're gonna have to. All right, now we're gonna
have to look at Lewis.
Can we get some scrambling up to please the boss music?
I'm excited about what's about to happen. I want to see what's under there.
Now, do you like does this type of guy? Do you like this type of guy?
Normally he looks like somebody I would have grown up with, but he got some nice clothes on. He got the glasses and shit. Look like he's making a little money in his life.
You like it?
And I'm all about the dollars. That's it.
Now he's not circumcised though. Does that bug you?
Nah, that's all right.
You're not?
Yeah, that's all right.
I'm circumcised. What the fuck are you talking
about? I've seen a lot of dicks and shit. I've been through the varieties. I don't care.
What's your favorite type of dick?
My favorite type of dick? let's see. Let me think about that one. I don't like it with too many veins and shit where you can see the veins and the veins look like they got a bubble in it.
It got clogged?
It's got like a clog in it, like a little circle, like you need to call Roto-Rooter to get it out. I don't like that shit. I like smooth veins on a smooth dick and shit, and I don't want to see any stubble, and you better not have no pimples on that dick. I'll tell you that shit right now. I don't want to see any red.
Do you like them straight, or do you not mind when they curve left?
They can curve left and shit. That's all right. If it's got a little curvature and shit, that's fine. Because you never know that's going to tickle something nice in your ass pussy. You never know what that's going to tickle.
I'm sorry. What'd you say?
It's going to tickle somewhere in your ass pussy that you haven't explored before.
Ass pussy.
That's right.
That's what Kelly has.
An ass pussy.
An ass pussy.
Oh, she has a blood ass.
Bloody ass pussy.
Pat, what is your favorite dick?
Oh yeah, my own dick, man. I spent a lot of time
with
it.
You like your dick?
I've been thinking.
It's such
lately,
a white guy thing to say.
Well, you know, look. Here's the thing. If I had a dick on my shoulder, that would be the best. I would love that.
Uh oh, there's Marisa.
That would be interesting too. I'd be sitting on your shoulders. Like your kid all the time. Try to give me, hold me in the water. Let's play water polo.
Nodding one for yes and two for no.
That's right.
Boom, boom.
I love how the show ends when
what are you doing?
I have a special guest coming, and I had to, I think he doesn't know how to get in to the show.
Louis, that shirt is smacking.
That shirt is very American.
First of all,
you just became instantly threatening.
That is crazy.
This is like the shirt like an American Indian wears as like a bouncer at some like shit bar.
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome. I feel like I look really tough in this shirt.
That's like a Nowhere USA shit.
You know what I think is really funny? You and Marisa have the same hair color and like hair shape.
I really do like your hair color. It's very nice.
Except it looks like Marisa has like your hair, but it's permed.
Yeah. What? She's got nice curls. I don't have
nice
curls.
Where's that accent from and shit? England?
I'm from Australia.
You from England?
Yeah, Australia. Australia.
It's crazy.
Different.
That shit is classy.
You,
yeah. too.
You like Australian. I hate it.
It's Australian?
It's Australian.
It's Australian. I like. I don't. I think it's too happy.
Australia, that's in England? Where's that?
It's in England, yeah.
There's, there's an emotional distance on that voice, though, right?
What do you mean?
Like, nothing can penetrate that. She can float along just talking like that. You can tell her anything. It's, whatever. You know, it's more of an attitude than an accent.
It really is. It's a shitty, happy attitude that doesn't exist in this
right.
fucked up world. And that's why it bugs me. You nailed it on the head, Pat.
Yeah, exactly.
You're absolutely right. It is just this, hello, it's all right. It's, keep going. Life is what it is.
Somebody just came in. You better say hello. Don't be rude.
Everybody,
wow.
special guest.
Don't be rude to him.
Sit down. We got a chair right next to Kelly for you, Mr.
Wow.
Mr. The Great.
Raining white men today.
This is that old guy I saw at the creek.
There's the great Colin Quinn who just joined the show. That's a special guest.
Wow, lucky.
He knows me pretty well. Well, as anybody, how furious am I at what fucking Pat Dixon just said? Because it was Pat.
Do you know Pat?
Yes, I know Pat very well.
Do you know Louis J. Gomez, a real ass dude?
What's going on? I'm not wearing a costume, I promise. Bobby just bought me this shirt. It's a gift.
$7 Walmart. How great is that shirt?
It's pretty amazing.
Unfucking believable. And then we got Mauricia right here.
Hello, mommy. How are you?
Good. How you doing? Good. Good to see you.
I like how you just calling her mommy. Jesus.
And you
is
know,
there something going on here?
You know Kelly, right?
Yeah. Yes, I do. I heard you guys trashing poor Kelly and the Australian people.
I can't stand the accent.
But they're the most down-to-earth people. In the world. They're the greatest people ever.
Yeah, but it's such a phony. They're not. I don't trust that. I don't trust that everything is good and everything just glides off their shoulder and hey, just keep it moving. That accent. Well, that Pat said it.
Moving.
Pat, explain.
There's
it
no like emotional reality to a person like that. You know what I mean? There's a force field around them that's happy and bullshit. That they
Pat
pride themselves on you.
With me.
What about Mauricio? You like?
I'm just saying. You know, if they're talking to you about like this, they're talking to you. They all want to fuck you. That's it. They're just playing hard to get. Don't let them talk to you like this.
Yeah.
Your accent is very classy and shit. That
Thank
sounds,
you so much.
Nobody.
I'm glad you're here.
Sounds like you should be prime minister.
Yeah.
Shit.
Nobody wants to fuck Kelly. Everybody would fuck Kelly.
Nobody's
beautiful. Nobody's going out of their way to fucking go out for a night with Kelly.
I would, but I won't.
I would fuck that, but I'm not going
to.
Thank
you.
You would have to force me.
Thank you. Eloquent.
I really despise the accent.
But you like my singing?
I love you. You want to hear something that makes me happy every time?
Yes.
Go ahead, Kelly. One, two, three, go.
Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
I love that. Oh, does that make me happy? Doesn't that make you happy?
It stunned the whole room with horror. It gave us all like the worst douche chill we've ever had.
It's the only
I think
way,
I speak for all of us.
It's the only way I can get him to calm down when he gets angry.
The only thing that makes me calm down. If I get pissed, she starts singing
the
that.
The fact that she starts singing that and it calms you down
yeah.
makes you like this close to a serial killer. That's like something in a serial killer movie where like guys are like just a spoonful. Reminds me of some. It's from what? The Sound of Music. Very Poppins.
It's very Geisy.
It really is a trigger. It's a fucking trigger to calm me down.
When he was like 4 years old, he's sitting there. Mary Poppins was on. He was all fucking happy, and now it's just.
And that's when someone molested him, and it all went downhill.
I've been molested. Have you ever been molested, Mauricio?
No, I did a lot of molestation. Never happened to me, but I do it a lot. I like to touch dicks. That's what I'm into, touching them shit. I'm rude too. I don't ask and shit. I just reach.
So really, in this room right now, whose dick would you touch first? In order. In order.
All right, let's go in order.
Why would you do that?
I want to know. I'm okay with where I'm at on the line.
Well, he went from I would touch his dick to not touch his dick with that shirt on. Before
he come
was
on, Mauricio. You told me the shirt was great.
No, now you look like like you work at NASCAR.
Oh, it actually truly it truly just offended me that she wouldn't touch my dick first.
Put the glasses back on. You got to put the glasses and the shirt back on and shit.
They all classy.
Oh, hey.
Oh, my God.
You're looking like a Puerto Rican who's too eager to be in this country. That's what you look like. So excited to be here. Shit. I would definitely start right here to the right. What was his name?
Pat Dixon.
Yeah, I would start right there because of the suit and the hair and shit. I like that shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Pat's like the American dream, you know? It's like for a girl right. like her coming over here, it's like, wow, this is why you come to America.
Coincidentally, that's the nickname of my dick, too.
American Dream?
Yeah.
No, it's actually called
it has
Dusty
a shirt
Rhodes.
Just like this on.
Do you live like you live in the suburbs or some shit?
No, I live in Queens. I pass dresses Queens? Like this on the sidewalk every day over in Astoria, too.
Can you tell me what the stores are? Because I'm trying to find as
over
many
on Broadway, south of 31st Street.
I'll go there.
Next to the Bakeway. All right. I'll pick you something up.
Whose dick would be second on that list?
Second? Well, now he's to the bottom of the list. We know that.
Right.
I'll start from the bottom. He's okay. at the bottom. Lewis okay. is at the bottom.
So okay. I'm above
he's
Lewis.
At the top. Now we got to figure out the middle.
Right.
Can I involve the cameraman? Is he part of this too? Are we going to pretend like he's here?
No, we know he's at the top of the list.
Because he got that blue collar look. He's more like a sexual fantasy and shit. I wouldn't tell my girlfriends, but I will suck his dick, but I wouldn't tell anybody. Because he's a working class hero.
All right, let's leave the camp.
But I'm trying to move up. I'm not trying to date people who's not doing well with that dollar bill. That's what I'm trying to get right now.
So okay. Obviously I'm next then.
So definitely right here.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Because he's somebody. He's the only person here who's really somebody,
he is.
Right?
He is somebody.
So he's going to get
I'm
it next.
A name, as they say. We need a name. Even though I don't sell, they're like, we need a name for this.
Right,
I'm so like, all right, I guess I'm a name.
I need a name inside my ass pussy. That's what I need. It's your name inside my ass pussy. My name is my ass pussy's a comedy theater. You need to fill that shit.
Oh, ass pussy. Now I understand what's going on here. I thought this was 100% woman.
Well, that is a compliment. Thank you. Because I haven't even got my tits yet and shit. That's what I'm trying to get.
You got to get your tits?
That's what I always struggle with because I like to eat. It's like I'm trying to stay thin, but I also want to eat because I want to get a little chubbiness to look like I have tits and
Bobby,
shit.
Tell her how to get tits.
It's a constant struggle.
Well, what you have to do is you have to go on the road for a long time and try not to fuck women, smoke cigarettes or drink or use drugs.
Stuff your feelings.
Yeah, stuff your feelings. Disconnect from people you love and then lie in the bed all day until the showtime and then just fill yourself up on fucking El Polo Tropical from around 12:30 to around 4:30 in the morning. That's how you get tits.
You will have tits.
I'm not trying to get it that way. That's too complicated.
Are you gonna get your pee-pee snipped?
No, I'm going to keep it.
You like it?
I'm going to keep it, yeah. I'm comfortable with it. I'm going to keep it.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm not trying to get a mutilated inside, look like a mashed up donut. I don't want to do that.
That's what I never. If they can take a penis and turn it into a vagina, why can't they take a penis and install it on my mattress? You know what I mean? Or a vagina on my mattress. Or if you could put orifices on furniture.
What did you say? You want a penis on your mattress?
What did that mean?
Yeah,
I think you fucked
dick.
Up.
Yeah.
I think you say, why can't we get a vagina and put it on my mattress?
Yeah, well, let's move on to the donut.
I'll install a penis on your mattress.
Done.
Permanently.
Now, you don't have a boyfriend.
Nobody right now. No.
I love how cute you get when you want to.
She's adorable.
She is.
Currently looking.
Would you fuck a girl?
Really?
That's disgusting to me.
You want tits? I got tits.
Uh-uh. I'm not trying to go into your seafood restaurant.
Oh.
You don't like it.
What about half a girl like Kelly?
I'm not trying to see the calamari. I'm trying to see that sausage. That's what I'm trying to see.
So the last time you had some vajayjay, when was that?
Never. It never happened.
Never.
Never touched it.
You've never seen a pussy.
Nah, you don't wake up one day like when you're 27 and realize this is that you like dick. I've been liking dick. I was walking on my tippy toes as soon as I was a baby. And
That's the reverse for us
Jesus
in the room.
Jesus Christ fucked up. He put me in the wrong body. That's the problem here. That's why science needs to fix that shit. That's right. I'm taking my hormone shots, and that's what we do. You know?
If you understand, for guys in here, we grew up liking pussy, and then at some point in our early 20s, we wanted to suck a dick, too. Just me? I'm sorry. That's so funny. I thought you two are going to jump on the fucking bandwagon.
I got a dick for you to suck.
Hang on. Easy now. Easy with the dick to suck. Now, you're not circumcised.
No.
It's a little snuffleupagus.
That's right. It looks like a Klansman.
Does the hormones affect it? You taking hormones and stuff, does it affect your pee-pee?
Nah, that shit still gets hard.
Okay.
Yeah, stands to attention.
Your balls get small?
No.
Nah, the balls are, you know, very feminine.
We got you some. I saw your video, which is a hit video. Did you see the video yet?
I saw a couple of them. One's from Caroline's. Is that the one you're
talking
about?
No, no, no. Her video, sorry.
I saw her video at Caroline's.
No offense.
Well, you need to correct that shit.
I did.
That was a long time ago.
I was looking at your shoulders. I fucked up.
Used to be Maurice. Now it's Marisa.
He's got a rap. She's got a rap video. Oh my God.
I've not seen that. No, I have not seen that one.
That's because you're from Boston. You people are a little slow out there.
I know we are.
Like you got hit in the head with a camera or some shit.
Do you have it hooked up? Do you have it hooked up to the sound system?
No.
Well, do it, baby. You should have done it before so we didn't make this fucking sound, but go ahead. Push it quick. Okay. Oh, Jesus, Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
This is the rap video that Marisa did, which is, I mean, how many views has this one got?
I'm not sure.
700,000.
700,000.
Pat was in it. Pat was in the video.
Pat's in the video.
A bunch of Giannis Papa's friends he brought down and shit. It was fun.
Here we go.
This film.
Right here.
Hey, yo, that's it. We're going to play you next.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite songs, baby.
Are we still on air?
Yeah.
All right.
That's it.
All enjoy it. Holy shit, this producer's mad.
Louis is enjoying
you.
It.
I didn't need to get me some socks to cover my feet. Before I leave the studio, I'm going to touch his dick. That's it. Stop and claim your shit. Yeah. And that's it. Take me to BBQ. Holy shit. I need you to get me some tofu wings. That's it. Stop and claim your shit. I ain't going to touch with you. That's it. Take me to see Tyler Perry. Holy shit. Marisa. That's the name of a morph. Spread my wings, poppy, so soft. Up high into the sky. Take me to Westchester. I'm your butterfly. I don't eat meat and I don't eat fish. Eat a fantastic massive cheese sandwich.
Dance me.
Then do gymnastics. What's that? You tried that game by shit. Watch out. I'm going to
wrap this down, man. That's. We'll play the whole thing, but that if you want to check out that video, amazing. Where is that?
Go to YouTube, just type in Marisa, you're going to find it.
Oh, funny.
How funny is that?
It's kind of well done, too.
It's unbelievable.
Did you say that you wash your ass pussy out with Listerine?
The company that they also did my videos, my dating videos that you haven't seen. You should have watched them.
I shouldn't have.
I want you to see it because maybe you'll be interested in me. Yeah. I'll go with you on the road and shit.
Would you go with Broadway. Colin on the road?
I would travel with him. He's cute.
Colin, would you take Marisa on the road with you to open?
Why not?
You would.
As long
he needs
as,
a name.
Mauricio can handle, you know, like you said, 23 hours of dark depression. And right.
Now you're going to start to take me out. We're going to have to eat Ruby Tuesdays, all that shit. Applebee's.
That's exactly where we go on the road.
That's classic. That's why I like to go. I love Ruby Tuesday. I like to hit that salad bar. They got endless peas and shit. And I like that shit because peas and Listerine keeps that ass pussy clean. That's it.
That's it.
That's how I keep my shit clean and hygienical.
Hygienical, huh?
That's right.
I would love to take you on the road, but I don't know if my wife would let that happen.
I don't know if I would like to go on the road with you. What kind of places are you playing? How big is the capacity?
Jesus, what are you implying?
The capacity is big.
It's the
how many people are there?
Yeah. That's what I'm asking. How many people are coming to see
you? It's an even sadder feeling when you have a giant fucking empty arena.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than having a nice 500 seater and around 20 seats are full. And they're not in the front row either.
No, I'm just kidding. I know your career's going good.
No, I would love that. I mean, I would take you on the road with me, sweetie pie.
Where will we go to? You ever do any shows in Paris?
No, I don't do that. You'd have to actually go with Colin for that. He does the big corporate events.
I'm not trying to go to Cleveland. You taking me to Cleveland?
No, I wouldn't even go to Cleveland.
Oh, all right.
No, we're not Jim
That's
Norton.
Jim Norton.
I got Cleveland this week. I sold out 4 shows. I can't sell out one in fucking Florida because those fucking cocksuckers. But Cleveland.
No, the worst thing about Jim, not to spend the whole time trashing Jim, but it could easily turn into that, is that he actually says to us fellow comedians trying to get our own struggles, yeah, I can't sell out in Florida. Like, he'll say it, like, expecting us to go, oh, that's screwed up, man. What can I do to change that?
It's hard for everybody right now, though. You just sold out in Miami. You did a show.
That's right, yeah, the Giannis Papa show. We do it together. It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
How many seats are we talking about?
Just like a couple hundred in Carolines and things like this, like the Miami Improv and a couple of other venues and shit.
The Miami Improv, you sold the fuck out.
That shit was fun. I'll tell you down there.
Oh, you just dropped
Sorry about that. Miami, that place is off the hook. Nobody works the day job. Everybody does cocaine and shit. I like that place. That city really never sleeps and shit. For 3 days, everybody's coked up and shit. I like that shit.
No shit. And where are you from? Are you from Puerto Rico?
Lower East Side, New York City.
Oh, you grew up there.
That's right. You're supposed to do your research. Isn't this your podcast?
It is, but I'm trying to lead you, is what they call it in an interview.
Oh, all right. Okay.
I know these things, but it would be... so
Show
from,
business is new to me, so I'm trying to figure it out.
Oh, well, you're doing a good job.
Thank you very much, Bobby.
Bobby, where are you
he's
from?
He's cute. He looks like a cherub. Don't he look like a cherub that grew up and shit, and he's out of work? Valentine's Day didn't want to employ him anymore because he got too old and too fat.
they took away my bow.
You're a former child star. You were a cherub.
That's right. The angels gave you back and shit, put you down to earth because you used to eat too many cheeseburgers.
Oh, my God.
Ah, shit me.
Oh, dude, if I don't see a picture with you in a fucking diaper with a bow and arrow, I'm going to be furious.
No, I'd be great. I think the funniest line ever someone trashed me was Quinn one time on Halloween showed up and he said, I wasn't in costume. Everybody was in costume except for me. And he said, what are you supposed to be? A trinket on the way out of an airport in Hawaii? Is that it?
Something like that.
Something like that.
I got
that.
What you were going for.
Nice talking to you. So, Carl.
Yes.
You've been working in Brooklyn for a while at Creek in the Cave. You made a joke about
it's
it.
Queens.
LIC.
Wherever the fuck it is. I don't work those alt rooms. They don't want me.
come on.
I'm kidding. I'd love to work over
there. Yeah, sure. But, you can do it this Saturday if you like.
Why? Is that your show?
Yeah, big show. Comedy show.
I've never been invited.
It's a stand-up show. It's called the Nearly Naked Lady Hour. We have this woman named Vicky Bad who comes and gets nude. And she does it in a really artistic, performance-arty kind of way. You might even like it, Marisa. But there's a bacon bar. You can get bacon. There's beer. No, there's everything. It's the best night ever.
He just insulted me.
No.
There's a bacon bar.
It's awesome. Bacon, right?
It's unbelievable.
What?
That bacon is unbelievable.
It is.
Oh, is it?
It's the best.
It's what? There's real bacon?
Yeah.
Yes.
For sale, yeah. Well, for $10, you get bacon, you get beer, you get to see. The
now you've piqued Bobby's interest. Look at him. Look at his eyes. Look at his eyes right now.
This bacon's unbelievable. I don't know. I don't know what they do with it, but it's amazing. But yeah, it's a show, and you've never seen Pat. Pat is like, it's almost like you're really too into those strippers. There's like something going on. There's like a real connection there. I think you may be like Joel Grey and Cabaret type guy, you know?
Well, maybe. I don't know what that means.
There's strippers at the club?
Maybe. I don't know what that means.
There's strippers at the show?
Yeah, yes. Actually. Yeah. Well, there's one girl.
Women and bacon,
they've
dude.
Got a pole down the back
what
and they're
the
stripping
fuck
on the pole.
What are you talking
Pat
about?
Dixon hosts. Oh, like burlesque.
Is that what comedy
show.
Has come to sell a ticket? You have to have strippers, bacon, and fucking.
Well, you
comedy?
Don't have to, it's but like, it makes the show 100 times better.
I'm not complaining. You're absolutely
Bobby,
right.
Bobby, you don't get it. It's ironic. So they're not really, you're not really ogling strippers. You're supposed to be laughing and going, ah, ha, ha. I'm not really getting a hard on right now from these strippers.
Right.
I'm just ironically enjoying the old days of burlesque and comedy.
Right.
Meanwhile, you get to, you know, jerk off to them, but you don't tell anybody.
Right, because that'd be disgusting.
Vicky Bad is definitely spank bag material too. I mean, she starts. It's not like the kind of stuff where you go out like we have a no glove policy with the gloves, and they take off, and like you can see a hand, you know, and all that stuff. No more of that. We know what your hands look like.
Oh, I thought you were talking about for the audience members. I was like, you can finger them barehanded, really? Whoa, I'm going
Diet Coke, Kelly.
The hamburger helper guy is out.
Thanks.
But she actually, before one show, she completely nude. She's standing in a tub, and she starts shaving herself. She shaves her armpits. She shaves her legs. She shaves her snatch. Right in front, you know, for everybody.
That's how to get
people. Yeah, but it gets people to the
gross.
Show on time, you know. That's the opener.
Why would you want to do that in public?
Why you don't like the shaving the snatch?
Snatch needs to be in private and shit. That's only for making babies. That's the only good use it has in my life.
It's got other uses for me.
So wait a minute, you can see her vagina?
Yeah, yes. Actually, yeah.
At a comedy show,
Kelly was there. Yes. She saw it.
She was shaving her pussy at the show.
Yeah,
not me, but the girl was.
Yeah.
But I saw it and just looked and just felt all these other comedians like getting boners beside me and went I'm just going to have a cigarette.
Wait, you
right now.
Felt the comedians getting boners?
Well, you can feel it in the room. Everyone's getting
it's
really.
It's a small room. It's crowded.
It's really hot in here, guys. Yeah, so it's a great show. It's an awesome show.
I don't.
Yeah.
I've never. Right why down. Have I've never seen this with because strippers and bacon and fun?
Because when's the last time you did a borough show? When's the last time
I've
you
never
went out of Manhattan
been
to do
invited.
A show?
I've not. I
just invited you.
Yeah, it's one stop away from Grand Central Station off the 7. I'm
really?
Sure you'd be taking the
this
train
Saturday.
There. Yeah, this Saturday.
I'm out of town. That's why I never get invited.
Mm. You're too hardworking.
When's the next one?
You don't,
December 29th. You want to do December 29th?
I will.
All right.
But I
Bobby
won't.
Kelly, Woo! Creek in the Cave. I
don't know if I'll be around. Here's the problem. Here's the problem with me. This is why I feel like I need to stop being on the road. I've been on the road every fucking week. I used to be at the Cellar all the time. I used to be in the city and hanging out and doing the spots and seeing other comedians. I've been by myself on the fucking road for month after month after month. And I thought I had this weekend off, and I'm in fucking Catch a Rising Star.
That's right.
And then I'm going away for vacation. Finally, I'm taking a vacation. I gotta take some time off. I never did a show with Marisa. I've never done a show. Pat, we've never done a show.
Yeah, it's been a while since we did that.
But you're on the road getting
show.
That money. You're getting that money. So why are you complaining?
Well, but that's the thing is, though. Here's the problem with the road.
He's over there getting paid in bacon and shit. That's what you want to go back to. They're giving him chicken
bacon
fingers
and
beer and shit. You're out there getting that money, getting on TV. That's what you need to be doing.
Okay, there's a gap between being famous, making the money, and where Pat is at.
Well, yeah.
I'm in that. Well, but that,
don't rub it in.
But the gap, I'm in the middle. But I'm not saying I'd rather be where you're at. But what I'm saying is where you're at.
No, of course I didn't take it that way at all.
I would kill to be where Pat's at. Are you out of your fucking mind?
You'd kill to be where my Aunt Peggy's at. Pregnant. Listen, here's the deal.
Can I just take the pictures for the show, Phil? Can I take his job?
Why? You can speak anytime. I mean,
is that his
nobody,
name, Phil?
Yeah, I'm not calling on people, asshole. Five we're just chilling. Discussing things, talking. You can talk whenever you want. What I'm saying is, though, sometimes it's worse to be in that middle spot because I'm making enough money. I make enough money to pay my bills, but I've also brought my life up to a point where I have to make this money. You know, I don't have like a rent. I remember my rent used to be $325. I could make that doing spots in the city, and I wouldn't have to worry about life. I could just go around. So anything that I made above that was like, holy shit gravy. Mm-hmm. Now it's like I have to make a certain amount of money each month to pay this nut. The only way to stop it was to sell my place, go back to renting in a burb, go move to a burb, pay like $1,500 where my wife could make some of that and I could make it doing spots, and then I could say no to some of these gigs.
Yeah, financially it does work out. I go to the loony bin in Oklahoma City, right? And I come back and I live with Joe List for the rest of my life. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, financially it works out. You don't have to worry about it. You can pay your rent panhandling.
Yeah.
And live with Joe List.
She just went to the bottom of the list. I'm not trying to fuck anybody with roommates. That's all. From the top to the bottom, that's how quick it happens. As the information comes in, decisions are made. I'm sitting here listening, plotting and planning, and perusing everybody's shit. I'm out here perusing. I'm listening.
Where did you pay $350 a month is what I'd like to know.
97th and Lex, Billy Burr's old apartment.
Wow.
He moved to L.A. because he got a Go Pilot with Molly Ringwald. And
was it called the Redheads?
No. I forget what it was called. I forget. It was back when Carsey Warner was big and they were giving out pilots.
Well, I remember when it was getting those development deals.
Development deals.
Well, you guys missed the golden age.
Oh, Maurice, you would have been famous.
Yeah.
But Chicken ruined it for everybody. He's the guy.
Yeah, he did?
Chicken went to Montreal. He was huge and like getting laughs. Everybody would come off the stage. His name was Chicken. He would hump people. He'd say, here's my impression of Bill Clinton. He'd come out and hump people's face in the audience and stuff like that. And he was killing in clubs. He went to Montreal. They gave him a bunch of money. His manager said, don't give him any more shows. We got the deal. They don't want to see him anymore. You know, we didn't want anybody to change their mind or anything. Then he ended up hanging himself a couple of years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
He cut himself?
At his old schoolyard down in Florida, yeah. It's for real. So that's what happens when they keep handing out money.
So he essentially choked the chicken?
Right. That was a good one.
Yeah, you got that, Louis.
Oh, wait.
Louis on fire. Louis on fire.
Wait, the machine didn't record that.
I wish you could put that t-shirt on fire. God, for God's sake, look at
Kelly.
What, mate?
That fucking accent.
Serious. That's what the Australians sound tough. What, mate?
What, mate?
All right.
You're ready to go.
I diffuse anger. Pew, pew, pew.
Do you understand, though? That's one of the things that makes Australian guys, I wouldn't fuck with one of them, because you don't know how much rage they really have. A guy from Boston, New York, you know when he goes from I'll fucking kill you. You see that rage come out. Those guys are like, all right, man, let's do this, mate. Let's go for a test.
Crazy ones are out there. Maybe you just met nice ones.
Oh, I hate your voice. I love you, Kelly.
Yeah.
It's scarier to me to hear some guy who doesn't have the inflection go up and down.
That's right.
And it's just like, all right, mate, let's fucking tussle then.
Right.
What? I'm not fucking with this. Like, like those goddamn English motherfuckers. I don't like them either. Because that accent is very, you know, all right, mate, you won't fucking do this. Let's fucking do this then. Yeah. Let's fucking, and he takes his jacket off. All right, come on, mate.
No, Irish are the worst, dude. Irish are terrifying.
It's almost like they still like you, but they're about to fucking beat the shit out of you.
They don't. You know what it is? They don't mind fighting. Like, we're fucking, like, here's the truth. As tough as we try to be, we mind
tell us
getting
the truth.
Hit in the fucking face. You want to hear the truth? You can't handle the truth.
I want the truth.
Dude, I had a fucking Irish guy at a bar. Like,
watch
little,
the fuck.
Dude.
Not on this show.
No,
I'm trying not to swear.
All right, sorry.
I'm trying to have a baby.
No, we're trying to classy this up a little bit.
Thank you, Mauricio. We're trying to classy it up.
There was an Irish guy at a bar who was maybe 5'6", 120 pounds. And I forget how it even happened, dude. But I said something to him like, hey, dude, you got a fucking problem? Did he cracked his neck and said, let's take it outside, mate. And then I was like, all right, fuck this, dude. 100 pounds? This little tiny guy? Dude, if somebody's that small, they know some shit.
Yeah. Here's the deal, though. If you ever do that with that shirt on, I will fucking kill you. No, you're a goddamn American.
Dude, if you saw somebody wearing this shirt and they tried to fight you, you'd fucking run in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
That's it.
That shirt?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love that shirt. I love that goddamn shirt.
Captain America.
When was that? You ever get into a fight, Mauricio?
Back in the day, that's how it was in the Lower East Side and shit. I used to play basketball and shit. I was tough. That's it. I used to handle my shit.
You
still do.
You good at hoops still?
Sometimes. That's what I think. Yeah. If I take you on the day, I'm going to protect you on the train. You don't have to worry about that. We go to the Bronx to meet my friend Larissa. I'm going to protect you if somebody tries to cut you or some shit. I'm going to be the one to protect you.
It is a true trend. Am I allowed? What are you?
Transgender.
Okay.
Third sex people. Transsexual.
Some of the toughest.
But I'm not snobby. You could call me a tranny. I don't care. I like
transgender,
that
transgender individuals. LBGT.
Let's not pretend like we don't know the terms. How to Google search those motherfuckers.
Good point.
I know a tranny chaser when I see one and shit.
They are some of the toughest
I don't chase them.
Ever.
I hunt them.
I don't chase. I catch.
I can't.
Yeah, they are some of the toughest people around.
Yeah.
Trannies.
We have to deal with shit. We got to deal with discrimination.
They all grew up in the ghetto. Like Marie. And they all have to, you know, fight their way from childhood.
Yeah, the ones we like grew up in the ghetto.
Yeah.
Because we don't like the white ones, the thin white ones.
I don't
ones.
Think there aren't many thin white ones anymore.
No, there are. You got to look for them, though.
Yeah, something about somebody who is white who becomes a tranny, they can't pull the illusion off.
Right.
They can't pull it off for some reason.
No, you got to have like an olive kind of skinny. The Spanish or Asian would be the best trannies. Black and white. No,
well, like Norton talked about, is like you go with the ghetto, you know, it always turns you off when you look and there's an anchor tattoo from when he was a guy. You know what I mean? Some panther coming down his back, his shoulder blade, where he used to try to work out hard to get that panther.
Yeah, the tattoo's the turn off. Yeah.
to us.
You should bring a tranny onto this Nearly Naked show.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
I'd like to dance on that show.
See? I would love to there have you dance on that show.
Oh.
Maybe
I'm
going
to go with Bobby.
December 29th.
We've been trying to expand the show and stuff. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Okay, how much are you going to pay me to come?
$40?
$40.
$40.
Can I pay you in bacon?
I get that working on back pages. That's the old school. Now I'm at least get $200 and shit.
$200?
$200 at least. I don't go nowhere for $200. I won't even jerk you off for less than $200. That's okay.
Really?
Well, sorry, I didn't know.
If it includes a jerk off, then yeah, we'll go $200, sure.
But when you go to the Miami Improv, do you have a door deal?
I think they have a door deal, yeah. I think they do a door deal.
You don't want to talk about money because you're a classy lady.
I was going to say, you can't talk about obviously, money. Somebody's ripping you off because I think they have a door deal. Oh, I could just see them.
I don't
like
really
this.
Handle the money and shit.
She went to Miami for $200.
No, what I'm saying is, I could just see the salivating club owners when I hear that. I think there's a door deal.
I'm not sure. I don't know how they do it.
You better find out.
I get that money, though. That money's been good. I'll tell you that. Money's been good, yeah, because I'm still on back pages and shit. I'm still doing my thing, sucking dick on the side and shit. That's
oh, you
I
suck
do.
Dick on the side?
That's right. I'm on back pages and shit.
What happened?
Hook. That's what I do.
Is it?
There's no shame in my game and shit.
Is it? Well, let me ask you a question.
You can find my ads online and shit. My shit is always classy. My brother takes the pictures. That's how we do it.
My brother takes the pictures.
That's right. The pictures 100% real and shit. 200 roses to hang out with me. That's it. 200.
That's it.
At the least.
Have you ever kicked a guy out?
What do you mean kicked him out?
Like, is a guy have a you have a photo up, I would imagine.
Yeah, you can't stick. You need to come over clean. I don't want your balls to be smelling like Hiroshima. Them shits need to be smelling nice. Don't you hate that? On a summer day, I need you to shower, then come to the house.
Who's that above your head, by the way? Speaking of balls.
Oh, that's my card. from Kelly. Kelly gave me that right there.
Oh, nice.
So for $200 you come over and you'll give a nice hand job.
That's right. I'll suck your dick for $200. I'll suck it.
Oh, you'll suck it for $200.
I'll suck it for $200. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Hand job sucking is the same shit. I'm trying to get it over with quick. So right. I know the hand job takes a little longer. So I put that mouth on there, ba ba ba, and I'm a professional. Yeah, so I know how to take care of it. I squeeze it. I could tell right away how much pressure you need. Right away, I could tell.
How?
I could just tell by your facial expression.
I could tell she's into it. I mean, when she says that, I believe she knows. Yeah.
I know. I could just tell right from your facial expression. I'm perusing that shit immediately. Perusing that face to see what's making you titillate.
And what do you like doing? Like, what's your favorite? What's your go-to for blowjobs?
I'm telling you right now.
What do you do?
I enjoy my job. I have to say, people say your life is a success if you like what you do. And I always love dick. That's what I like.
What do you like doing to the dick, though? Like, give me some pointers.
I like milking that shit.
I'm milking it?
I like getting what's in there out.
Yeah. Am I the only one getting fluffed up right now?
It's like she's got a large order of fries and one packet of ketchup. You know? Squeezing out every drop. Yeah.
motherfucker.
Jesus Christ.
No, the best thing is her and Pat Dixon next to each other. They're like the two polar opposites of Americana culture.
It works, though. It works.
It works perfectly.
I wanted it. You understand? Pat walked in and goes, he thought the room was full. He goes, I can come back another day. I go, no, I need you. the reason the people, it's just such a beautiful... Yeah. Do you understand?
Yeah. He's like, classy, but that roommate situation is terrible.
Oh, especially with Joe List. It's not just Joe List. There's like eight people living there.
It's Joe List, Jason Cantor, some Indian guy.
Yeah, here's
Jason
the bad part.
Cantor.
Yeah, Jason Cantor, a word.
Oh, yeah, Jason Cantor. You know, he's the guy that Voss kicked.
Voss kicked.
He broke his ribs in the cold. And
that's actually on his
around.
Twitter, the guy that Voss kicked.
What did he kick him for?
And my favorite thing about Voss,
what?
Just in case you think stereotypes don't exist, Voss calls me right afterwards. I kicked this kid, Jason Cantor. I think I broke his ribs. And I go, oh, man, like Voss really feels like, you know, what's going on? Like, you know, vulnerable. Like, yeah, I don't know if he felt bad for the kid. He's just worried about his whole...
Well, goes, when did Voss become CW Fields?
He goes, I wonder if he's going to sue me.
Yeah, wait.
By the way,
you know, you had to ruin my goddamn little story.
I fucked up.
Couldn't even say WC. You said CW Fields.
I fucked up, dude. I know. And I
fucked
up
on a lot of levels.
And I fucked up. The main level is that I stepped on it. The second level that I'm a dum-dum. But the third level that I come back on is that I'll admit it and I'll take the hit. I am a fucking hunk of doo-doo. All right?
Well,
you're
the main thing about
right.
this roommate situation is that not only do we have the number of roommates, but everybody who ever lived there feels like they can come back again anytime they need to crash.
Like a ghost?
Yeah.
Really?
Like a ghost. Didn't Nick DiPaolo stay over one night?
Yeah.
Why did Nick
stay? That was a celebrity guest, you know?
Wait a minute. I want to go back to this. Voss kicked this guy in the ribs? Is this the guy that he said something about the
daughters?
He said about his daughters and his wife. He was like just drunk and just saying he'd like to fuck Bonnie.
Jesus Christ.
He was asking if his daughters are or if they're hot. And then Voss just kicked him in the ribs.
The daughters are hot. I met them at the...
what are you doing? Trying to get kicked in the ribs? Relax.
And here's our next special guest, Rich Voss.
Yeah, here...
Okay.
But yeah, he went out and Voss finally just kicked him, yeah.
Kicked him in the fucking ribs, dude. And then it was the winter time. He went out into the cold and walked because he was hammered. So he walked around for like 3 hours with broken ribs and didn't go to the hospital.
It'd be great if he died. Like he just fell asleep in the snow.
Well, this kid, Jason, is famous for being... He's the only guy that's alienated the entire business, and he's never passed 59th Street and been in Manhattan. The entire industry hates him. He's already alienated the whole business, and he's never even been in Manhattan.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. This is what I hate about Voss, is that he thinks he knows karate. He thinks he's Seagal.
He's a green belt anymore, yes.
Yeah, he fucking throws kicks, but they're the worst kicks. I guarantee if you had a video of the kick that he threw... At this, it would look like
broke
shit.
His rib, dude.
It doesn't matter. I seen him and Keith Robinson. We were doing this pilot for Opie and Anthony,
right?
And they were supposed to box with blindfolds, and they had these big gloves on. It was supposed to be funny, but of course, these two alpha male nothings who are so insecure of where they are in the business. Somebody threw something. And then Voss, this little, want to talk about stereotype. He picked up his blindfold and fucking threw a punch at Keith while he wasn't looking. And then Keith started pounding him. Right. Voss threw a kick, like a jump kick. But his knee didn't extend fully because his jeans were too tight. So then Keith picked him up and threw him on the ground and kept going, yeah, you want it? You want it? Now you got it. Now you got it.
Oh. just no racial slurs in that.
Two old men fighting in blindfolds.
Yep. It was the worst.
One having to cheat. One fucking cheating.
The two best old men fighting in blindfolds.
Just like the best part to see Voss. He flipped the glove off and picked it up. Like we wouldn't see him do it. He picked it up just enough to look out and then put it back down. Like he put the blindfold back down so he would think it was somehow fair.
Bo, can we talk about something else?
What, that I'm screaming?
No. That you should. You're right to be screaming because here we are in industry. Who is this? Comedy Central, probably?
Yes, sir.
All right, Comedy Central, who makes their living off comedians. Here we are in industry. You have two veterans of the comedy scene. Mm-hmm. And these, I don't want to curse if you're not trying to curse on the show.
No, you should curse.
I'm trying not to curse because I want to have a baby.
These imbecilic lowlifes that think they're executives go, hey, guys, put blindfolds on and box. What are we talking? Gorillas on puppets? Bicycles and shit. Yeah. You understand? Yeah. It's like being in a circus freak.
Both those guys spent 30 years developing acts to do that.
Yes!
Perfect.
Put on blindfolds and box.
Yeah.
But who books that?
He's got a lot of, he's got a lot of rage towards the industry.
Yeah, he does.
He's been through some shit.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, you have.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Do you like that? Does that turn you on? Or does it?
I think it does.
It was a little scary in a good way.
Mm. I mean, it's unbelievable.
He got on like that. Irish rage came out of him.
He is sitting there going, hey, guys. But meanwhile, one of them probably came up with the idea. It was probably another comedian that wrote it.
Yeah, I refused to do it. They wanted me to go around and do this stuff, and I was like, I'll be a host.
Yeah.
I won't. I'll do a hosting. I took less money to host because they had a seat like cow embryo or cow uterus mixed with all this. And I was like, I'm not eating that. I'm not doing
it. Rich Voss and Keith trying to pick up cow uteruses with their gloves and their blindfolds.
Yeah, it was fucking gross, man. It was gross. But this is the funny part is, you know, O&A has the fans. They call them the freaks or whatever. Yeah. At any point, you can pull a freak card and have one of them do it. Like something you didn't want to do. You go, call it, and this fucking lunatic with a dent in his bald head and like a hair lip. And half a goatee would come out and be like, I'll do it. And he'd just fucking start eating uterus. The show didn't get picked up, by the way. Just FYI. And this show just went to it. Wow, you guys really shut down, huh?
I'm sorry if I depressed everyone with my reality check.
You really did. I want to know, Mauricia, it's interesting to me that you want to upgrade by going with a white guy.
He doesn't necessarily have to be white, but he has to be classy.
He has to act white.
He's got to be classy. Classy. I'm not trying to date somebody who's got his stickers on his hat and shit, the tag hanging off. You ever see that? The kids now, they walk around looking like Eazy-E with the hat and the stickers and
Song
tag,
about black.
The price tag.
So it could be Asian too, is what you're saying.
It could be anybody classy, yeah. I'm not trying to hang out with you in the hat. Looks like you just stole it right out of the store. That's not what I'm trying to be. I'm trying to be with somebody who has some type of animal on his shirt.
How about the white kid that has the hat, the wool hat on indoors?
The
how about
wool
that?
Hat?
Yeah, how about that sockhead asshole that is wearing a wool hat in the summer just to look fucking...
Oh, you mean like one of those hipsters?
Yeah,
I
what about...
I like that shit.
You
that's
like that?
That shit I really like. That's that classy shit that's in my neighborhood right now. You go drink those dollar beers, all the kids got bed bugs. I like them shits. I like them shits, the beards and all that shit. The tightly laced New Balance and the corduroys. I like that. That's
I
that
hate
classy
that.
Shit.
You think that's classy?
That's classy.
Yeah,
that's
the Jake
really classy.
Gyllenhaal look.
Yeah, that classy. You go to the bar and the bar doesn't even look finished. They got no linoleum up, nothing. But it's like trendy and shit. Like the brick is there. Yeah, I like that shit.
I don't like those sockhead motherfuckers. Where they wear the hat and it's kind of pulled halfway off.
You don't like Phil, the photographer?
Yeah, like right there. He either looks like a hipster or he looks like a rapist in a police sketch.
That 5 o'clock shadow.
He does look like
that.
The
rapist is beautiful.
He looks like the generic fucking rapist in every Law and Order sketch.
But that's right, exactly. Like he looked like it's ironical, right? Yeah. Like he looked like he chopped down trees and shit. But he never probably did any work like that in his life. Look at those soft hands. And shit, but his family got money. That's why I like them. They're classy. They come from that real money and shit. From Westchester, they come from up there. They got the houses
old
with
money.
The minivans and shit. Right. That's what I'm trying to get up there. I'm not trying to be down here anymore.
What are you gonna do when you're up there, though?
I'm going to organic shop. I'm going to the organic shopping place. I'm going to be getting that fucking the almonds and the kale. Yeah. I'm going to have the minivan. The kids going to be fighting in the back. I'm going to say, kids, don't fight.
You're going to have kids?
Yeah, they're going to be in the back fighting.
Where are you
going to
get kids?
Kids don't fight. And then the woman's going to say, you want to use plastic bags for that produce? I'm going to say, are you kidding me? I'm trying to help the environment. Give me that recyclable shit. I want the recyclable bag. I'm not trying to hurt the environment.
Yeah, right. It's kind of sad and beautiful, isn't it?
It is. It's very sad and beautiful.
I'm trying to be green right now.
So you want a minivan
showing
and some kids.
The Pilates
you got
class.
To have, and it has to be fuel efficient. I'm trying to get that fuel efficient shit.
She's trying to be like a MILF, like a, you know, nice
soccer mom.
MILF.
That's my dream, to be a soccer yeah. mom. That's
Pat, you got a girlfriend?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Long term?
I've been seeing her for about a year, a little less.
That's short term.
Chrissy, yeah. You know, my ex-girlfriend was just on Letterman.
Really? Who's
yeah,
who?
Yeah, Carmen Lynch.
Oh, shit, that's got to hurt. You broke up with her and then she made it to TV?
No.
You're making bad decisions.
We're supportive.
Now you got a show with a baking bar and shit. You made the wrong decision in your life. Your girlfriend's on Letterman and you in the Queens with bacon and shit.
Yeah, who's this
the
new chick? Man. She's failing you.
So yeah. Everybody.
I know he's a new chick. She's great.
Definitely check her out doing her set on Letterman, Carmen Lynch. And when you look at her, go, hey, Dixon fucked up.
She did the same thing for Pat on Letterman. She said, make sure you check out his baking bar show.
I wish she would have, if only. Yeah.
So how come you broke up with her and shit?
I don't know, man. We had
see
great
the potential?
Sex. We would have sex. It would go so long and so good that when we were done for like 20 minutes, all she could do was lay there and masturbate.
Wow.
When we were done. Yeah. She would
what?
Always. Yeah. When we were done, she'd just have to lay there and play with herself
because
she was so excited, I guess.
The new one or the old one?
The old one.
And she left you?
Well, we broke up. No.
Really?
Yeah. I broke up with her, but she kind of gave me every reason to do it.
Why'd you break up with her?
She was going to the Middle East for 3 weeks.
Are you racist? What's wrong with you? You don't like that?
It was like, if you're doing
she
USO
lapping,
shit.
She was lapping him in her career. Just fucking smacking him on the ass.
It didn't work out.
She was going to USO. She was going to help the troops. And
I had to do it. It was either. Yeah, I broke up with her. But it wasn't because she was going. No. I just had to do it before she left.
Why do you hate America, Pat?
I wasn't going to
hit him with that old American shirt.
Are you looking at my shirt? Love it or leave it.
America.
Yeah, these colors don't run.
Yeah, why did you break up with her for going to the Middle East?
It wasn't for going to the Middle East. It's just that was the timing of it. You know, like,
that was
she's
the
about to go out of town. I'm like, well, I got to do it now. You know,
she'd have to save for 3 weeks.
So yeah, exactly. Right. So I have to wait until she got back.
You could have waited. I mean, it's a fucking war zone. She might have at least fucking died over there and known that she had somebody that loved her back here.
Yeah, you sent her there heartbroken. You're terrible, Patrick.
I know, I'm awful.
I get it, though. Dude, I remember one time when I was 14, I broke up with a girl on her birthday because in my head, I was like, I don't want to fake this on. I don't want to ruin her birthday by being fake with her on her birthday.
So I'm going to ruin the rest of it.
So I broke up with her. I called her up in the morning. I was like, I can't come to your birthday party. I don't want to be with you anymore.
Oh,
happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And girls' birthdays are everything to them. It's like a weekly fun. I woke up with a girl sitting downstairs here years ago because I started seeing a girl that lived across the street. This is in the 80s. Oh. And I sat there. She was waiting tables. Yeah. And I go, hey, listen, I just want to tell you, I'm with this girl across the street now. So I just, because I didn't want them to run into each other. I was too paranoid. I was only shaving my own skin. She's standing there with a fucking tray crying.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
I'm sitting there like, and I thought that was like fine.
Did you ask for the check afterwards?
I was just like, hey, I'm trying to save the trouble
the
waiting.
I dropped my fork.
I remember I remember Lucy Pepe. I was going to Lucy Pepe's birthday.
Lucy Pepe.
Little fat Italian girl. And
a little portly pepper pot.
Yeah, and I think it was second grade. I was going to Lucy Pepe's party, and we were kind of boyfriend and girlfriend.
Lucy Pepe's Piper party?
And I was crying because I had no gift. I couldn't afford a gift. So my mom gave me a necklace, one of her old fucking shitty necklaces, and I gave it to Lucy Pepe on her birthday.
That's cute, though. That's very cute.
Probably nicer than any gift she would have got.
Nah, it broke when I gave it to her. It was really cheesy.
Oh,
and but then, she didn't end up on Letterman, did she?
Nah.
So then you won. There's only one loser here to the right.
That's true. I do lose on that.
Did you watch the set?
No, I haven't seen it.
Let's watch it right now. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
We'll watch and laugh the whole time. What a great comic.
What's her name?
She's great. Carmen Lynch. She's great.
Carmen.
I've never done Letterman.
Yeah, I know.
No.
Can you pull her
You've
up?
Never done Letterman?
No, I haven't done Letterman.
Yeah, pull her up.
How about the fact that Pat never did Letterman? Pat, you've been on Letterman a few times.
Oh, you've done Letterman?
Never did Letterman.
Pat's dressed like he's on Letterman every day.
You dress like you book Letterman.
Oh, my God.
That's the ease to transition back into the day job.
Yeah,
oh, my
hot,
God.
Dude.
Yeah, she's hot.
Can I see that Kelly
tall?
She's like 6'6". She can slam dunk
a basketball.
Really?
Wow.
She's 6 feet
tall. What are you talking about, Patrick? What is wrong with you? She's gorgeous.
Half Irish, half Puerto Rican, I guess.
Half Spanish, half regular.
I want to see the new
What's
girlfriend.
What's regular? What's regular?
Is the new girlfriend doing stand-up?
You know what regular is.
Is your girlfriend doing stand-up? Puerto
Rican. Yeah, she does stand-up.
You like dating girls with headshots, huh?
Look, here's the thing, man. As a professional comedian, you know the kind of women that I prefer, the women, you know, that I find the most sexy, amateur comedians.
Right, yeah. Joe DeRosa fucking rules. Yeah. Get them while they're still fucking telling shitty jokes. Joe, I like that joke. Good joke. Did you? Really? Joe goes to fucking open micers to get fucking dates. He shows up because that's the only where he's kind of famous.
Dude, Joe tried to pull some bullshit. We went up to fucking Levity Live. He was like, listen, bro, I fucked a lot of chicks. I'm like, Joe, you realize I'm more of a fucking dude than you are. Stop trying to fucking play some sort of role with me. You're not even that further ahead of me in fucking comedy to be playing this fucking game. He got on the phone with Keith. He's like, Keith, I should kick Lewis out of the car right now. It's like, Joe, with whose fucking help are you kicking me out of a car? I'll kick you out of your own car.
Lewis, with whose shoulders are you going to do that with?
Yeah, seriously.
Kick you out of your own car.
What are you going to do?
Lewis is not the guy. If you're going to fuck with Lewis, you better be able to, in your head, have the fight already planned out. Seriously, if Joe tried to pull some hijinks with him, he would have fucking thrown him out of the car and drove off.
Yeah, plus, did not.
Plus, Joe wouldn't even think of it in terms of a physical fight. He'd just go like, okay, get out of the car. And he expect you to just listen to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks like the type of dude, if he's fighting, he don't stop even if he's losing. You just keep going. You got some anger.
Dude, I fight and I cry at the same time.
Yeah, it all comes out.
When I did a gigs in the 80s, I had a friend, Jimmy Labriola, and we had a gig. He was like an Italian kid from Corona, Queens. And he's smoking, you know, everybody used to smoke. And the other guy in the car with us, I forget his name, but he's like, I think he was. I don't know if he was the headliner or not. Probably was me, but who knows? Jimmy's the MC, and the guy goes, hey, man, could you not smoke? We're driving from the improv. He used to leave over the improv. He goes, could you not smoke? I'm allergic to cigarette smoke. Jimmy pulls the car over like 90. Get the fuck out. What? Get the fuck out of my car right now. Get the fuck out. Kick the door. Get the fuck out of it before I kick you the fuck out.
I miss those days. I miss those days when, you know what I mean? When those fucking cocksuckers, you get a nice pounding.
Yeah.
I miss that goddamn day. Yeah. Now you can't do that. It's a bunch of fucking dudes who will fucking, you know.
Get sued.
Yeah, you get sued.
You can't kick a guy in the ribs anymore.
No, I miss those days. Back in the day, get the fuck out of the car, you cocksucker.
What are you talking about?
The guy just said, hey, could you not smoke? I'm allergic to
Joe
smoke.
DeRosa wouldn't be in comedy back in those days. He'd be kicked out. He'd have to come up with a character like Bobcat Goldthwait just to fucking slide in.
Oh, boy. Good accent.
Wow. Dude, I remember one time I was on the road with it was a Big J and Nate. And we were fucking coming back from Rhode Island.
First of all, let me just stop you. Who's Nate? If it's Nate Bargatze, he doesn't get to be called just Nate yet.
It is Nate. That's true. It is Nate Bargatze. Yeah.
And you have to give the town where he's from. Like, Nate Bargatze from Nashville.
Roanoke, Tennessee.
Yeah, Roanoke. There you go. You can't just say Nate. Yeah, yeah, it's not like, it's not, like yeah, it's not Chris. It's not Chris. Like Chris Rock. A Louie.
Yeah. Dude, I wanted to get out. We were stopped in, like, almost dead stop traffic. And I wanted to smoke. And Nate was like, nah, you got to get out of the car to smoke. So as soon as I got out, the traffic broke, and they just fucking took off. And they you've heard this story, Marisa.
You did?
Yeah, he's heard this story.
I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
You never
what
heard
story
the story?
I heard? No.
All right, you should have.
The first time I ever hung out with you. You think I'm hanging out with you on the weekend?
Sorry.
With that shirt? I'm not going to be seen with you in that shirt.
That's right.
So he wants to know me so much. Remember I told you that story when we never hung out? I'm going to tell me a story.
I'm sorry, it was my other tranny friend. Dude, they fucking drove off like
put
a mile.
Put the glasses on, because that voice is too much without the glasses.
Put the glasses on.
Put
I
the
agree.
Glasses and shit.
Yeah, put the glasses on, not the
you
hat.
Sound like the Loch Ness Monster.
All right, so dude, they drive off like a mile.
Oh, Jesus Christ, you look like Eric Rivera's old manager.
That's it.
Take the glasses.
No, he looked like a dude who just got out of jail and thought he read like two books in jail.
I converted to Islam in jail.
Yeah, try to be smart now with the glasses. We get it. You read the Quran. We get it.
What'd you say, Pat? They always
wear a turtleneck. Yeah. Right?
So then they fucking drive off. They pull over. And because they pulled out the video camera and they videotaped me coming over like the hill. So you know, like when you're like in the desert where it's like kind of like the gas in the air like that.
Yeah. Right, right. Yeah.
So I come up, dude. I get about 20 feet from the car. They take off again. They drive up another mile. Uh-huh. I'm in flip flops and shorts.
Can I tell you? Want to hear a great story? This is when I used to be me. I'm because now I'm married. You know, I'm a little gentler. I'm not as angry as I used to be, and not such a fucking dink. I remember Dove Davidoff and Steve Byrne were when I went to L.A. They were living out there at the time, right on the beach, And Dove picks us up. I'm at Steve's house in this rented car.
Name dropping.
And
they sound like a gay couple too. Dove and Steve.
Dove and Steven.
So we're driving in the car, and they're like, "Yeah, well, yeah, you're not at the table anymore with Colin and Norton and them." And they start smashing me from Santa Monica all the way to La Cienega, almost to Sunset. And I mean, and I'm taking it. I'm in the back seat. They're just making fun of me. Every joke they tell about me, they're laughing at, and they're just trashing me. And I'm just smiling. I'm getting annoyed, but I'm smiling. Okay. And then Dove pulls over. He goes, "All right, wait, one second. I got to get something out of my trunk. I'm Dove Davidoff." Ooh. And he gets out, gets in the trunk, right? I get out of the car, I get in the front seat, and I take off with bitch Steve in the fucking passenger seat. I was like, I kidnapped him. I just took off. I left. Oh, Dove's on the fucking street on La Cienega, and I took off. Steve's like, "What are you doing?" I'll tell you what the fuck I'm doing. I'm leaving this fucking jack off. And I drove a long ways away. I'm talking 20 minutes I took off. And I went back and stupid was walking up the hill on La Cienega. And I pulled over. I go, "You fuck with me, you cocksucker." I don't get that in me anymore. That takes commitment.
Oh, that's great.
Those are the days. I want to just say real quick, if you guys want to help the show, you guys can go to riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Go to our page. Anything you buy, anything. I don't give a shit. Yellowtail. You like Yellowtail.
I do like yellow.
We got your bottle of yellow.
Are you serious?
Yeah. That's for you.
Is that what that's? I thought that was a bottle of olive oil or some shit.
No. Do you want me to open it? You want some now?
No. That's Yellowtail.
That's Yellowtail.
How much does that shit cost?
We bought that for you. That's for you to take home.
I just need to know. How much does that shit cost?
$5.99.
You did that for me?
Yeah. I did.
Robert Kelly, that is so nice of you.
You're
holy
welcome.
Shit. And how come it's been sitting here? We haven't been drinking, celebrating the success. Who was ever able to afford that shit?
I've even got a wine glass for you. I got a little plastic glass.
And
all right. That's classy. I drink it.
I got you some plantain, too.
Yeah.
Because you like plantains.
I told
Kelly to get you
plantains.
This is for you to stick up your ass pussy.
Well, stop. Kelly,
that's rude, Louis.
Kelly, I told you to
That's rude. I'm not trying to put no plantains in my ass.
Kelly, I told you to get plantains.
Yeah. You crossed the line right there.
Sorry.
This is why I have problem. Women have no common sense.
You need to stick up for me here.
Take it easy. There's two ladies here.
Yeah, thank you.
And we don't take too kindly to people being rude.
I'm sorry. He asked me to get plantains. What's that?
You need to stop taking shit from him. You're from England and shit. He's from Boston.
That?
Look at it. He came from.
What is that?
Look at where he was born. He came from the gutter and shit. You came from royalty. And you taking that shit from him?
Done.
I'm not, what am I supposed to do with this shit?
Exactly. I told you to get plantains for you.
These are bananas and shit. You got me bananas? What are you trying to say? Trying to call me a monkey? Why you got me bananas? I like the shape of them, but that's it. What am I supposed to do? Are these some plantains?
I told her to get you plantains. She got you plantains not cooked.
Well, you're supposed to cook them. You want me to do this?
I don't know how to cook them.
Not you. You buy them cooked, you fucking jackass.
Where?
Well, from any fucking Latin restaurant,
it just
Kelly.
Looks like you did an incomplete grocery shopping for me.
I wanted you to cook them for me.
Now I need you to pick me up some pasta and some pasta sauce, too.
All right, before we're going to take a little break real quick. Colin Quinn, you got to take off?
Yes, I do.
Thank you so much for stopping by, dude.
Nice to meet you. So when's your next show that we can see you on TV?
I'm going to be... I'm actually, go to my website, CarmenLynch.com.
What a zing.
How that hurt.
Because now when I see him on TV, I'm going to be like, I know somebody famous and shit. This is very exciting.
Maybe we'll go on the road together.
That would be very nice.
Marisa or Mauricia?
Marisa, that's the Marisa.
Marisa.
That's Noam, the owner of the Comedy Cellar, just popped up.
It is raining white dudes now. They just keep coming in. Raining white dudes.
All right,
he's got a card.
Colin, take it easy, buddy. Thank you so much.
Guys. Thanks, Colin.
Take care.
Bye, sweetie. No, why don't you sit down for a sec? Sit down for a sec. This is Noam, the owner of the car.
He looks younger in person. On TV, he looks real old.
Oh, Colin Quinn.
The one that just he looked better in person. That makeup is not working. Whatever they use on television.
This is Noam Dorman, the owner of the Comedy Cellar.
How you doing, everybody?
How you doing?
This is Pat Dixon.
Yeah, I know Pat.
Okay, you know... This is the new and improved Louis J. Gomez.
Real ass dude of the week.
Real ass dude. You know Kelly. And this is Mauricia.
How you doing? Hi, Mauricio. Nice to meet you.
Mauricia.
With
Mauricia.
A. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Sorry.
Nice to meet you. It's okay.
Yeah, he owns.
He's nervous. He's not in show business, is he?
No, he's
not. Shaking and shit at the microphone. He don't want to be here. He wants to go own some shit.
You are. He lives in. You know where he lives?
Where does he live?
Westchester.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's my dream to go there. How classy is that? You have a picket fence and grass and all that shit.
And a Puerto Rican wife.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I bet you don't even lock the door up there. That's how safe that shit is. The kids got the big wheel out on the lawn. No problems and shit. Neighborhood watches checking shit out in coats.
We locked the door.
Okay, all right. Yeah. That's just
my friends are listening.
He's this is the type of guy you're talking about.
That's exactly what I'm trying.
He's
going
classy.
To cut your wife to get you. What does she do to deserve that? Who is she? Is she pretty? Robert, do you know her?
She's very pretty.
I do. She's very pretty. She's half Indian, half Puerto Rican.
Oh, yeah, that bitch got there before I did. That's all she got. Lucky. Lucky. That's just a circumstance of the universe. She got lucky. But she don't got 3 million hits on YouTube, does she?
No, you have 3 million hits
That's
on YouTube?
That's right, I do.
3 million and 4.
And a lot of ladies look at me like the new Oprah. So maybe you need to up your game. Maybe you need to move up like the Jeffersons and update. Because right now you're sleeping with pussy. You got pussy. Pussy, all right, pussy, that's like the iPhone 3. That's what you have right now.
What do you
Me,
have?
I got ass pussy. That shit is the iPhone 5 with Siri. That's what I got.
When you're down there, you can ask it anything. What have I done with my life?
To update your shit.
Thank you.
To be rigorous with your shit and update it.
Update my wife's pussy. Is that what I'm hearing here?
That's right. I'm telling you, it's out of style. That shit is too slow. The Wi-Fi don't work that quick.
He got massaged by a man once.
So what does that have to do with me, Robert?
I'm just saying.
Second time you called me a man.
No.
What are you referring to? Then?
No, you're absolutely right. I'm sorry, Marisa.
He's Boston. You've been out of Boston what 15 years? You don't have to act like Goodwill Hunting. You left Boston. You don't have to act rude anymore for your persona.
I apologize.
Be classy and shit.
I'm sorry. I'm be classy, sexy. I'm sorry, baby.
Like he just came from the gym for his own podcast. Pat Dixon looks nicer than he does.
I'm sorry, baby doll.
And we
crazy.
Know that Bobby did not just come from the gym.
That's fucked up. That's just her. And mean. That just mean.
I'm just naming facts. The grass is green, the sky is blue. Bobby did not go to the gym today.
And your career stinks.
It does.
We were just talking to Pat. Pat is got a new girlfriend, but his ex-girlfriend was just on Letterman, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question though. I refuse to date a girl with a headshot. That was my rule coming up in this business. I never wanted to. I guess it was a little misogynistic, I don't want to deal with someone else's hopes and dreams.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to have a girl come home. You know what happened tonight at the club? Go fuck yourself.
Sure.
You know what I mean? But,
yeah.
I mean, that to me, that you have to be really secure with yourself to have your girl get something that maybe you want.
Sure.
Like,
yeah.
He doesn't want Letterman.
Yeah. You know, I wrote that off years ago.
But if you want Letterman, right? You would love to do Letterman.
Yeah, of course. I'd love to do Letterman.
And here's
I haven't submitted for Letterman recently. I haven't made any effort to do that.
But you have.
Yeah. Sure.
In the past.
Back in the Brill days.
And you didn't get it.
Yeah.
Okay. Now here's this girl. Let me ask you a question, honestly. When she got it, didn't your brand go, yeah, she got it. Good for her, but. This is why she got it.
No, I'm not in competition with her.
Oh, okay. Come on.
I'm not in competition with her. No. Sorry. Why would I be in competition with, you know, like a Spanish style woman from, you know, there's nothing to compete with. You know what I mean? Like they have a certain amount of women they're going to use every year and they have a certain amount of guys they're going to use every year. In any way, my connection with her is not like such that like, you know, that it means that we're up against each other.
He rationalizes
like
this whole thing out. Like it's a quota system.
Everybody, it's weird. It's like until today, nobody has ever been like, oh, wow, Carmen got Letterman. That's bad news, man. Woo.
Well, Carmen
bad. It's the first time I've ever heard any of that.
She's in competition with you. Carmen versus Pat.com.
And that's who our next guest is. Carmen, come in.
Please, bring her in.
Can you please stand up? No.
Do you think when she was doing it, a little part of her was like thinking about you on the other side of the screen going, look at me now.
Fuck you.
Look at this shit. Look at me on television.
Side question.
I can't make your show at the Creek in the Cave next week.
Hold on.
Because I'm going to be on Letterman.
We gotta change everything here. I got to change this dynamic. You guys are getting on my nerves here.
I don't believe any comedian is happy to
I'm
see
going to
succeed.
Find the... Well, that's spoken like a
you
true
don't think
club
so?
Owner.
No, me. That was me. Oh. You don't think so?
I don't think any comedian's truly happy to see another comedian succeed. I mean, they...
My friends, I am not other comics. Not
barely,
fucking...
barely. I mean, you're happy right. for them at best.
Just the
at
top
best,
two
you're
there.
Ambivalent. You're happy for them, but you
just
talk,
just read the top two. The
when I first
her...
started coming up, it was like that. Like if one of my boys would have gotten something and I didn't, then I would have been pissed. But now that I haven't gotten anything, and I just want somebody to succeed so I can get something off of their success.
Right. So. Let me read this. This is from
this a text exchange
from her,
Carmen Lynch, and myself.
And you are the
going to get interesting.
You're the she's the white. You're the blue.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks for voting. That's nice of you. I'm taping Letterman on Thursday. I'm not posting it online or saying it to many people till after it's taped because you never know if show runs long, etc.
Bobby can't read. Okay.
No, I'm reading it very slow. Now, Pat back. I'm beaming. So happy for you. I only told my dad, but I don't think he'll post it anywhere.
Yeah. He even made a little joke.
And then she wrote, ha, 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 that's cute. And that's all I can
that's
read.
That's it. Yeah, that's all you can
so
read. What was that supposed that's to prove?
I'll tell you what that proves.
What was that supposed to prove?
That proves that he can text fucking bullshit, too.
And by the way, that also proves that she just texted you to fuck with you and bother
first
you.
Of all,
why would she have just texted you?
Because she was in a contest, some kind of a something that I saw, some kind of New York Times thing, and I voted, and so she saw that I tweeted my vote.
Does your new girlfriend
here's
know that
thing.
You voted for her?
Everybody is so okay with everything that's happening. I tried to get a three-way between the three of us. Between my ex
me,
and my current.
He's the classic friend.
And I thought, man, that could happen, right? Like
the roommate thing's all right, but now the three-way's okay.
I'm back,
no,
in, I'm
still,
back in your
no,
corner.
The, I'm, never,
I'm
never
back in your corner.
Yeah, sure.
I understand. If there was a sexual manipulation going on and you're fucking fake, I'm beaming text.
I'm beaming?
Yeah.
No guy says
I'm beaming.
If you were really happy for her, you would have immediately called her and spoken to her. Oh, that's fantastic. You don't text back, I'm beaming. That's like... That's not the way
you're
a real
so full
person
of shit.
Acts
no,
when
you're
truly
really
happy for somebody.
All right, first of all.
Especially somebody close to them.
She sent me the text at 7:48 in the morning.
If your wife were to text you that she's pregnant, you're going to write back on beaming?
No, I would never use the word beaming. But then again, I don't wear suits.
That's true.
Look, she likes a lot of reassurance. She probably thought that maybe I was not going to be happy for her, so I wanted to go overboard and let her know that I was.
That was overboard? Beaming
is overboard, don't you think?
Yeah, I think beaming is overboard. And when people
that was
go,
the whole point,
when
right?
When people go overboard, it's almost like, this cocksucker's not beaming. You know, it should have been like this. If you really meant it, fuck, oh, that's good for you. Happy.
And beaming, you take that as
I'm beaming. And use an exclamation point, too, which I didn't add. I tried to add it in the word.
I think there was two exclamation points.
There was two, yeah, that's bullshit. That's always horseshit when you use two.
But it was like let before 8 a.m. in the morning. Like, who talks at that time?
Beaming, two exclamation points.
And Mauricio, that's the line with the dot at the end of something.
What?
Did you tune out?
Where were you, Mauricio?
She was just getting a little too real in here.
Really?
So
yeah.
I just took a mental vacation to Cancun, but yeah. I'm back.
Are you back?
Because I can feel he's getting a little upset. You guys are making him upset. He feels bad already. She's on Letterman. He's not. The situation is already as bad as it can get. And y'all are trying to make him feel even worse about it.
Salt in the wounds.
He's pulling out texts and shit, just trying to... Because he's just happy that she still wants to contact him. But she's moved on. She's pretty, too. Why did you leave her? The sex was good. She's beautiful. And she's funnier than you. Why did you leave her?
You just named the top three reasons.
Oh, shit. Well, I mean, you got a new girlfriend.
Yeah,
and she's a comic, and she's lower on the ladder than you.
Right.
So when she passes
it'll be
years
you,
you're
before
gonna,
she passes
then,
me,
then you dump her. See, this is the thing, though. I think that it must be so hard, though, because if you have a girl that's in the business and she passes you and becomes successful and famous, what are you going to do? You're actually with somebody that their dream, your dreams, and your hope are all coming true. Through somebody else.
Fucking work harder, I guess. You know what I mean? Yeah, do something.
Is that as easy as it is? You think the business is work harder?
Yes.
Yeah.
Then why are you not working harder?
This is it for me.
Nobody...
This is showing up.
Pat is maxed out.
I put on a jacket and ironed my pants to come here. I mean, what more do I...
This is what I love about Pat Dixon. I always thought before I met you, because of the way you dress and you present yourself, that you were... You were just a regular, happy, you know, two-parent having dude.
Yeah.
But you're a fucking psychopath like the rest of
us. I'm divorced a couple of times, you know, yeah.
Yeah, you got divorced.
Twice, yeah.
You were married twice.
Look, there's a lot of shit, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, the one attempted murder at the end of that second marriage, yeah.
Oh, I do know that story.
A woman tried to kill me outside of an IHOP
in Chattanooga. Are you fucking kidding me?
No! I could have, but this cheat book that you guys have got, I can totally write a chapter of that, you know?
Really?
She tried to kill you outside of IHOP?
Outside of an IHOP. She had a gun. Yeah.
That's scandalous.
She looked like, what's her name? Who's the alternative actress with the red hair? Natasha Lyonne. You know, Natasha Lyonne. Yeah. Remember, she was in the... when she was happy, when she was pissed, she was more like... She looked like Eric Stoltz. Like that face, you know? Like
in
that
Pulp
face.
Fiction?
Yeah, yeah. In a variety of
films.
So in
the parking lot, she tried to kill you?
Yeah, yeah.
She had a gun?
Yes.
She got a gun?
Yeah.
Did she fire it?
She didn't fire it. I took it away from her.
How'd you take it? Karate?
Yeah, I know. I kicked her in the ribs. No, I just grabbed her wrist and, you know, shook it down.
What the fuck? Can you stop and go back?
All right, let's go back.
Go back. Okay. I want to know.
How far back do you want to go? This is
the story right
here. Here's the deal. You're married to this woman.
I'm married to my second wife, who was also named Michelle. They were both named Michelle, both virgins.
Who's the one that tried to kill you?
The woman that I started dating at the end of the second marriage.
Did you hear what he said? Right. They were both virgins. He married two virgins.
Named Michelle.
Wait a second. Let me get this straight. One girl tried to kill you named Michelle.
No. I don't want to get into names as far as that goes.
Right, that's fine.
Can we say who's ex-wife it is?
But you're telling me some crazy bitch who ended up trying to kill you, you married her. But some bitch that ended up on Letterman, you dumped her. Your shit is all backed up. Your shit is confused. Yeah, this is the one I'm going to marry her. She pulls a gun on you. You didn't see that coming? And this one has guts on Letterman. You didn't see that she had talent? You make it so you need to never miss therapy. Don't ever do a podcast and miss therapy like you did today. Because he's here, he said he missed therapy to be here. That was another bad decision you made. He marries the psycho and he dumps the star. What the fuck is happening to him? Yeah, I got rid of her. She's no good. No, she's on Letterman. This is the one to marry. She pulled the gun on me. You're all fucked up and shit.
So the one you married the girl that attempted to kill you.
No.
There's a girl. This is the girl. Second
yes,
marriage.
Yes, you did. You just said you married her and then afterwards she tried to kill you in the parking lot of IHOP.
Explain yourself, Pat.
I married two women. They were both named Michelle. They were both virgins. The second one towards the tail end.
I just want to go. Virgins until the marriage?
Like I deflowered both of them prior to the marriage.
Oh, prior to the marriage. Okay, go ahead.
I love you. I love you.
Are you a member
more.
Of some church cult or some shit?
Pat Diggs.
Where do you meet two virgins?
This cocksucker is like an onion. There's so many layers.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at him, you're like, just a normal guy. But he's not.
That's why he does that to hide all that shit, to hide it.
Yeah.
That's what that shit is.
Yeah, like Clark Kent. That's Clark Kent.
That shit is a bowling bag on top.
Although it's not all super in here.
So here you go. You're married. Explain yourself.
All right. Second marriage. Her mom died. She became distant. We couldn't relate any longer.
Mm-hmm.
I lost a little weight. And next thing you know, I'm fucking this girl. But I was on the road. I was working on the road all the time. So the girl was at home. And just, you know how it is. The gap between my home life and my road life just got more and more.
My therapy was all about
distance.
That today.
Yeah. And then I was, you know, it was a completely different world out there. So I met this girl and... You know, she was really nice and hot, and she wore a lot of, like, animal prints and shit, and she was, like, 6 feet, red hair, great rack.
Right.
She said, if you weren't married, I would take you home and fuck your cock off.
Right.
So we started going on the road and hanging out. Next thing you know, she's upset all the time. She's talking about suicide a lot. She's doing all the crazy woman shit. And then, you know, we finally had enough. I wanted to break up with her. Then she wanted to tell my wife everything.
Really?
Yeah.
So now you're in an IHOP. What happens? You're in an IHOP.
I'm on my way. Like, we broke up. I got away from her for a couple of weeks. She made a lot of phone calls to the family and to friends and shit like that.
Oh.
She changed my voicemail passcode. She got into my Sprint and somehow hacked in and changed it to, like, Jackass or whatever, you know? So I couldn't, like, get my voicemails. I mean, she was pretty, you know.
Good.
She was pretty smart. Yeah, she's pretty good.
Yeah.
So then she found out where I was working, and it was like, I get off the second show.
You're working in an
IHOP. I'm working at the Chattanooga Comedy Catch. So I get down to Brainerd Road to the Comedy Catch, and then or to the IHOP, and I hear my name, Dixon, and there she is. She's red hair.
I think it's hilarious. She called you by your last name?
Yeah.
Dixon. She's wearing a fucking trench coat.
Black shirt.
So what did you
no
do?
Makeup. I just like kept walking. I'm like, hey, somebody should call the police probably. Because I had already talked to the police saying, hey, this girl's kind of stalking me and stuff. One time I told a guy.
That's an embarrassing call to have to admit that there's a woman stalking you. Because back in the day, you could just beat the shit out of her. Take her in a fucking alley and go, you come here again, I'm going to fuck. crack. And then, you know, now it's like you can't, you'll get arrested.
You ever have these, one of these things where with a girl where occasionally.
Now, usually when people, I said that, people would laugh or chime in. Yeah, and that now it just made me serious. Like I want to hit women. Thanks, Noam, for tuning out, you fucking asshole.
Because the thing is, you've got to go, he has to go to the cops and go, why is she stalking me? And
here's the thing, though. The thing is that I actually, you both agreed with that you should be able to hit women, you second.
No, I didn't.
That's the problem.
I did not agree with it.
All right, so go ahead.
We all yearn for a simpler time. You know? Okay. But she was bigger.
Thank you, Pat.
She was bigger and like she was, yeah. Yeah, like foot. It's 6 feet, 160 pounds.
Like it was me behind you.
Like if you want to, if you want to subdue
with red
a woman,
hair too.
And just like you, if you want to subdue a woman like Marisa, yeah. You know, you have to like
you
lay
have
her
to
out,
suck her cock.
Yeah, you have to really,
you have to just suck that cock as fast as you can and make her come.
That's right.
Because then she wants to take a nap.
Only way it's going to happen. Otherwise, I'm going to kick that ass. Yeah.
So what happened? She calls your name.
She calls my name, and she takes my arm right there, and I'm kind of dragging her towards the restaurant. You know, she's got the crook of my arm, and I'm just pulling her.
She gave you the goon hand?
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, she wants to talk, and I'm dragging her, and then she's like, "Look, I've got a 9mm." That's what she said. "Look, I've got a 9mm." She takes the gun out. I see it.
Yeah.
And then I, you know, grab her wrist. She jumps on my back after the gun has fallen out of her hand. She's on my back.
Yeah.
Scratching my face. Digging her fingers into my, screaming like a beast, like howling, like an angered, damaged animal, you know? Mm. And so I pick up the gun and I go inside, slide it on the floor. And then these security guards, because it's that kind of IHOP. Jump on and get rid of her. Then the place is flooded with police lights and that's it. Last time I saw her, she was wearing an orange jumpsuit. Shackles, leg irons, the whole bit.
On the side of the highway or in the...
No. In the... With the
It was actually on Letterman.
Cutting weeds. It was actually on Cool Hand Luke.
Like, oh brother, where art thou? The side of the road, looking right at you as you go by.
Jesus, Pat, what'd you do to her?
The sounds of the name.
Oh, that's the typical really female question. What did you do to her? Yeah. She tried to murder me. What did you do?
Yeah, you must have
That's like walking up to a woman with a black eye and being like, hey, so what did you do to him?
Actually, you know what? He was right. That was a very good point. That's true.
What? Yeah. What did you?
What he just said to her? Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
That's
double standard,
you just,
bro.
Yeah. You just did like if a man was to come to you if you had a black eye, what you just did that to him. We should write a letter to complain about you.
Yeah, Kelly. What the fuck?
You should have to make a public apology on television.
Stop reverse raping us.
Well, pulling a gun.
I
on
do
somebody
not
is...
support violence on men.
She was mad at you because she wanted you to leave your wife.
Yeah. She wanted me to, like, I think if I'm going to break up with her, she's going to make it, like, she's going to, like, come and kill me. She had a note saying she was going to kill herself and all that stuff.
And then you ended up leaving your wife anyway.
Well, yeah, we were already broken up. I'd left her months ago. Uh-huh. We weren't getting back.
Well, but this bird was a little crazy. Now, she's in jail still, hopefully?
She never went to jail at all.
So she's out.
What?
She's out, yeah.
Oh, God.
We bargained. This was 8 years ago.
Okay.
We bargained. It was attempted second-degree murder. You know, I'm sure she's a fine person. But.
Well, here's the deal. I've run into crazy women, too. I've had some situations in my life where, thank God, I was... I knew ahead of time, I had enough time to know that this broad's a nutcase. I fucked up. I wanted this pussy bad. I got it. She's a fucking lunatic. And I would pawn her off on another scumbag friend of mine or somebody else. And I would love...
It's like the ring.
Why don't you go that way? Yeah, you know what I mean? You kind of push him down the river.
That would have been the thing to do with her.
Yeah, but, you got to get him out of you. I've had a couple, man. I had a girl scratch my face once. She was some of the best sex I've ever had, though. Usually the crazy birds fuck great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just great, passionate, just dirt balls.
She did something to me. She blew me to completion 3 times in 1 hour.
Yeah, that's important. A regular, a sane girl with you know who's brought up correctly and had good morals can't do that.
She would have no reason to do that.
Yeah, she
it was.
Yeah, right. Yeah, she wasn't molested. Had to blow herself out of a box.
Right. She's not going to make you miserable for the next 2 weeks after that.
This girl
out of a box.
This girl, I remember I took her to
tweet that.
We did this crazy thing and I tied her up and I left her for like an hour. I just left her just to be a dominant fuck you. And I came back and she's crying and, you know, and then I got, and she was like, okay. And I did this. She made me do shit that I probably wouldn't have done. And then we fucked and it was crazy. She kept going, I want Twinkies. I want Twinkies and hot chocolate. And I kept, all right, I'll get you some. This was
so do I. Trust me. No, believe me, I'm with you.
Is that code?
Yep.
Here's Is the that thing. The safe word?
First of all, Lewis.
That's me twice.
Oh, right, right.
First
yeah.
of all, Lewis fucked up by not saying that was me.
I didn't say it was you.
I know, but you should have said that was, and Bobby said.
That's what I did.
No, we got it, Bobby.
We didn't fuck up at all.
All right.
We got that it was being you.
So,
you guys couldn't look more similar right now.
I don't really, dude.
Like,
so anyways, here's the problem is when a girl's still crazy after sex, that's when you kind of get, you know, when you get normal, it's like, you know, I am hungry. Oh, me too. It's like the sheepdog and the wolf in that cartoon where they try to kill it. And then after it's like, hey, dude, I'll see you tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow. After crazy sex, that's what you kind of want. This fucking nut was like, I want it now. I had to drive her to an all night supermarket. And then we're in there. She's like, where is it? I want it. I'm like, look, they don't have it. Fuck you. Stop being a weirdo. And she grabbed me and scratched my face.
What?
And I was like, oh my, I wanted to fucking knock her out. And that's where I had to go, okay, she's gonna push me. I'm gonna fuck up, and then she's gonna own me.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, and I just was like, let's go. And I walked out. I dropped her to a car. I just played along. All right, yeah, I'll see you later. Gets in her car. She never talked to her again. Fucking lunatic. I got that close to. I almost punched her in her fucking face.
Yeah, they want to goad you into physical violence and then be the one to come bail you out. And then they kind of, well, I don't know if I'm going to testify or not. I don't know if I'm going to press charges or not.
You know, can I ask you a question? Huh? That story about how she tried to kill you and all that.
Sure.
You tell that to other girls you meet. I'll tell you why I'm asking. I think that if a girl hears that story, she's going to be enticed to want to go out with you in a weird way. Like, she's going to think, wow, he must really have something special if he can make a girl that crazy.
Maybe I should work it in earlier.
Because I'm actually listening to the story and thinking, like, shit, what's he got that I haven't got? Like, I never had a girl try to kill me.
Motherfucker's
got something.
I had a woman pick me up at the airport in St. Louis, left her kid's birthday party to go have sex with me for a couple of hours in an hourly hotel.
Do you have a big dick? Is that what it is? You have a big dick?
That's the question.
This is what's begging the question.
Yeah, because you fucked the shit out of that girl.
How big is
she? Went crazy.
It's like regular.
Kelly, shut up. I want to hear how big his dick is.
Yeah, shut up, Kelly. I want to hear his dick.
I've got a normal sized dick. It's not the dick, it's the emotional intensity that the women are responding to. That's what it is.
Hold on, I want
to get in there and start fucking with the.
How dense is your dick, though?
Dense?
Can we do a water displacement test?
You just good with your hands.
Dumb?
is that what it is? You don't reckon
a dumb dick?
You don't reckon it's dick play? It's like you're good with your hands. You know how to, like, finish the job.
It's not about the physicality. They really dislike me that much. Yeah.
How big's your dick, Mauricio?
You want to know mine?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to tell you, Bobby. You're going to find out. Come
on. Come on. $200, Bobby, for a hand job.
Nah, he gets a free one and shit. He's cute. He's like got a lot of charisma.
All right. So Colin left. I actually bumped up on the charts.
You bumped up. You're at the top now. Not going to be with him.
Oh, come on, bro.
Now you at the bottom with him. It's a tie. And he was at the top, but he got a hole in his sweater. So that puts him to the bottom.
Ah, no, you're at the bottom.
If you look at his elbow, he got a hole right there in his sweater and shit.
Dude, I did a fucking chick.
That's right. Listen to
me. That's an owner trick.
If you have a moth in your closet, get a new fucking sweater. Don't wear that shit. After the moth eats it, then you put it on.
Yeah, you're at the top. You're rich. You're the rich club owner. Now you're just a hole in the elbow asshole.
So
sorry, I'm selling Apple.
So he owns Stas, has a car, lives in Westchester. But everything you want, but that one little hole in his sweater
Bobby's
is done.
Because Bobby's got so much charisma.
Yeah. Stop cock blocking me, Kelly.
Yeah, why you trying to just make problems? I'm already locked in right now. I've been staring at him. He got this magical shit that the more I've been listening to him talk, that it just happens. You start to fall in love with him. That's what happens.
Yeah, stop cock blocking me. It took me an hour and fucking 25 minutes to get this motherfucker to put me at the top of the list.
Boom.
Now this sexy bitch is all mine.
She's at the top. He's at the top.
I think everyone... Every guy has been with at least one woman who's wanted to fucking draw that out of them. where you want to fucking punch him in the mouth.
But here's the thing, though. Because
I've never hit a woman. But, yeah. I dated this one chick. The chick that I dated before my current girl who's pregnant. Mm-hmm. This chick pretended she was pregnant for 5 months after we broke up.
Oh, my God.
I'm talking about, like, my friends are calling me, like, dude, you should really, you know, you're kind of being an asshole
to
this chick.
Do you think that you need, all guys need to, maybe you need to start finding women at more classier places? Where are you finding these bitches?
Yeah, I actually fucked this chick the first night I met her in a bathroom.
All three of you have her nightmare stories and shit.
I'm married. I'm happily married 5 years, baby.
Well, that's a disappointment to me, Bobby.
No, that should be actually better, because that means...
It's not cheating if it's both.
Yeah,
dicks.
Also, it's a little competition. I like that shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to be her, too.
It's not cheating if it's a dude in a dress.
Yeah. I've been married.
That was very rude, Patrick.
Sorry, I'm sorry. Marissa.
I know your feelings are hurt because you're not on Letterman, but don't check that shit out. Just for that, I'm not going to show up to your bacon bar show.
Come on,
which,
man.
By the way, if I showed up, that would have been the most people that's ever been to that show.
It's always packed.
And neither
don't
is Bobby,
because
me and Bobby about to be a couple.
I'll get you yellowtail all you want, baby.
I like what I'm hearing, Bobby.
I got you plantains. And you know what? We're going to rent movies. We're going to rent them.
Stay in and be cozy. I like that shit for the winter. Do you have a Netflix account and a smart TV? That shit is hooked up? Because My AOL dial-up is too slow.
Oh, I got it, baby. I got Netflix. I got Apple TV. I got plasma. I got a TV in the bathroom, baby.
That's what. You a star? Do you know that? Has anyone told you that you a star?
No.
You are a star as shit. Oh, you shouldn't. The problem is you hanging out with this shit. It's not looking too good. You bringing this on the show and this on the show. You need to start hanging out with more.
I gotta hang out with people who have elbows with no holes in them.
A little bit more charisma to them and shit.
Right.
Not psychos. Look at two psychos on the couch here that you have. One in the suit and one obviously a psycho. One wears it, one hides it. Two psychos.
It's a gift. It's a fucking gift, Marissa.
Oh, my God. This is the fucking best show ever. This has been very fun. You guys, thank you so much, Pat. I wish you luck, man.
Thanks a lot.
In the you got this new girl who's the shit.
She's the greatest.
We just got to hope that her career slows down.
I mean, she's not the greatest at comedy. Yeah. She's the greatest in life.
Is she funny? Right.
Yeah, she's hilarious.
As funny as the other one?
Yeah, well, you know, I don't rank funny, but yeah, she makes me laugh harder than the other one did.
You know what, though?
That.
That's
But she doesn't make Letterman laugh harder. Everybody has their own opinion.
Holy shit.
This is the worst. This is the worst.
Yeah, come on.
We're just playing with you and shit.
You know what? It's funny is that I think that at 42, being happy and being with a chick that you can laugh and stand for more than 3 hours, being compatible with a girl and giggling is probably the best part of life for me.
Oh, don't do a fucking gay final thought, you homo.
I was thinking exactly the same thing. What are you doing, Robert?
Like the fucking Jerry dad in us. Full House. Like, come here, kids. Let me tell you a little lesson that we learned.
The story, what have we learned?
Well, you don't think I'm right?
I didn't listen to what you said.
Shut up, Louis.
I'm
not talking about you, you disconnected Puerto Rican.
No, I don't think you're right, no.
You don't think laughing with your wife or having fun at home and with your kid and all that, that's not what your day is made. That's not the best part of your day?
It's the best part of my day because I can't have the life that he has anymore.
What's the life that he has?
You know, fucking chicks and going out and having a good time.
Right. And that's my
point. I can't be happy anymore.
Bacon and pussy?
It's not all bacon bars and
pussy.
And shows.
And
every
guy, you also want to have Joe List as a roommate.
I'd like to have both. Don't you want to have both?
No.
You don't miss Joe List is the equation.
I don't miss
hot sex.
I don't miss it because here's why I don't miss it. When I was in it.
Yeah, remind yourself why you don't
miss it. I'll tell you. I'm going to tell you. The work that it took to get the pussy, listening to the hopes and the dreams and taking them out and having to manipulate and psychologically fucking overpower.
Hold up.
And get the hang
on. You just be yourself.
No. I used to see you come off stage in the cellar.
Yeah.
And literally 3 or 4 minutes later, a girl be blowing you in the bathroom.
Yeah.
In that 3 or 4 minutes, you have to listen to all the hopes and dreams and all that stuff. That was
not with that whore.
But you used to do it
with
all
the other ones.
You used to do it all the time.
I know. I do miss
it. There's no commitment of time.
I do miss it. I miss it. I miss it.
I completely turned.
Fuck my wife. I'm sucking her dick. Get over here, Marissa.
You put in like 2-3 weeks. I'm going to get this party started.
Let's get it started.
Like, you know what? I hate my fucking wife. Fuck this life.
Let's rape Kelly. Let's rape Kelly. Let's rape. right, so
a lot of letters of apology written after this show.
All right, so Pat, where are you going to be, buddy?
I'll be at my Bacon Bar show at the Creek in the Cave this coming Saturday. You also see me at the Stand on Friday.
Where was your website? Where can people? Because I don't know.
Pat
what this
Dixon, PatDixonNYC.com.
Go check out Pat.
You can also, if you catch it, you can see clips of the show, the completely naked Vicky, but Kelly Festuca actually doing a testimonial on one of the videos. She was at one of the very first shows.
Yeah. Kelly, will you put that on the Facebook and the Twitter? Tweet that out. We'll tweet that out to you guys. You can have it. Lewis, where are you going to be at? What can we check you out at?
You guys can check me out every Sunday at the Stand NYC.
What has this become like a promo for the Stand in this podcast?
And not the Comedy Cellar, because they don't book me there. So I'll be at the Comedy Cellar tomorrow night. Right now, I'm
No.
What time are you going on at the Stand?
The fucking owner of the Comedy Cell just promoted the Stand because you stink. All right, Pat.
One other thing I knew you like. Thanks for having me on your podcast. Yeah, so people listen to podcasts, maybe like other ones. Mine is all about crime in New York City. It's called the New York City Crime Report. We take tabloid headlines out of the Post and the Daily News make fun of that. So the whole show is all about all the funny crime that's happening here
in
the city.
Yeah. I like that. What network are you on?
It's cavecomedyradio.com.
Would you consider coming over to a Riotcast network?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yes.
Oh, why not?
Coup d'etat.
It's a great show, though. Thanks, Robbie.
Noam, I'm going to promote for you, if you don't mind. The Comedy Cellar is the best comedy club in New York City, if not the best club in America, if not one of the best clubs in the world. All right, so if you're going to be in New York City, make sure you go to thecomedycellar.com. Buy your tickets online ahead of hand.
Mm-hmm.
How do you say it?
Ahead of time.
Beforehand, ahead of hand.
And make sure you get tickets because it's sold out all the time. I love people walking up to this club. Can we get tickets? No. Dummy, it's 10 minutes to show time. It's been sold out for 2-3 days.
Try the Stand.
Yeah, try the Yeah, if this has ever showed up, go to the Stand. No, but make sure you go to the Comedy Cellar and get your tickets ahead of hand. I said it twice. Fucking whatever. That's the name of the show, Ahead of Hand.
And there's also the Village Underground
as well. Not to be misunderstood, I think the Stand is a really nice room. I was there. I was very impressed with the Stand.
It's a great room.
It's one of the only other nice rooms.
It's a great room, and they care about comedy, which I love. And they care about the new...
Okay. Enough.
Settle down.
Enough.
And they have great... and the Village Underground, too. If you guys are in New York City, the Fat Black Pussycat Village Underground is also owned by the Comedy Cellar.
That's right.
And they do live music there downstairs, the Village Underground. Greatest bar in New York City upstairs. You got a girl, you got a friend, you want to hit a classic bar. Also with a lounge in the back, if you're into that fucking alternative hipster shit, you can do that.
Well, none of you guys watch The Voice, right?
Yeah.
You watch The Voice?
Yeah.
You know the girl Amanda Brown?
Yeah, the black girl.
Yeah, she's the singer of my band in the Underground.
Yeah, but you don't own her, so stop acting like you do. She's not part of the fucking... If you come to the Village Underground...
No, she probably won't be there now.
She's gone. Yeah. No,
she's winning The Voice.
Maybe she'll have her own night. She killed it last night.
Yeah, you saw it?
Killed it. Love her. She's smoking hot. And she just killed it last night. Yeah, one of the best.
She was unbelievable last night.
And you got... Noam has one. We have Riotcast.com. I mean, some of my favorite shows. Hammer Fisting. I'm a big MMA guy. I love the show. It's funny. It makes me mad. They have great guests. You guys are getting great guests.
Yeah, dude. Tonight, big show.
Yeah, they got...
Misha Tate,
one of the top women MMA
John
fighters
McDessie.
Out there. Unbelievable show. You guys are really stepping it up. I love it. I love that you're doing that.
Not fucking around.
Yeah. It's called Hammer Fisting on Riotcast.com. And another one of my favorites that I listen to all the time that has been getting great because you've been getting unbelievable guests. The Zone one was great.
Really?
It was great. It was annoying. Lynn annoys me, but that's why I like it because I don't think you should love something all the time. I think you should hate it and get mad at it. And I love that your guests you bring on. I have the range of emotion when I listen to your show through everything. So I loved it. The Zone. I learned a lot of stuff from the Zone. When you guys have a lot of great guests. Comedy Cellar live from the table. People are actually live from the table. Mm-hmm. LFTT is people are actually nicknaming the show. By the way, I don't know if you know that.
LFTT? No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, people are going LFTT, so that means you're getting fans. And Kristen actually got noticed up in where?
Vermont.
Vermont.
Yeah.
A lot of fans of the show. One of my favorite fucking shows. It's the Comedy Cellar Table that everybody knows, that every, you know, all is famous. And now Noam does his show there once a week with comics that just sit down. You never know who's going to be there. Now they have these really great guests coming in.
Not Luis Gomez.
Mauricio can come on though.
Mauricio, that you should. You
Mauricio,
should,
you need to be Mauricio. Quiet. You just be quiet. He's going to invite you. That's how white people work and shit. You talk too much. Let them think that they came up with the idea. You see, you got to read the ego. He's got a big one. Just shut up.
All right, so there you go. Yeah. Comedy's live from the table. Riotcast, Gnomes Podcast. One of my favorite. Kelly, what do you got?
I've got Underbelly on the 1st of December at the Creek in the Cave also.
Get on that mic, Phil. Tell me what you got.
PhilProvincio.com. All the photos of you wonderful folk here.
Oh,
fucking unbelievable photos. Yeah. You need a photographer. You need anything done photo-wise, go to Phil's website. It's unbelievable. He takes great photos.
Or if you want something nice to look at.
Mm. Yeah, he's a good-looking guy,
damn,
too.
Damn, girl.
Mauricio, thank you for coming by. What do you have?
I'm going to be with Giannis Pappas. We're going to be... And Levity Live from December 7th to the 9th. Get your tickets online and shit. And then the Miami Improv March 15th to the 18th. So get your tickets for that shit.
So you're doing the whole week there now?
We're doing the weekend. We're doing the weekend.
The weekend.
Not the whole weekend shit. The I'm not going to survive a week in Miami. Just the weekend and shit.
Right. So you're going down there and then you're doing Levity Live, which
Levity
is
Lives
a great
in December.
Club.
It's
yeah,
my hometown, bro.
Yeah.
And Giannis Pappas is...
The 7th to the 9th. Giannis Pappas with him. He's cute as shit.
He's, yeah.
To touch his dick before this shit is over.
All right, check
everybody here is going to get touched on the way out. I'm touching shit.
Where, now, what's the website where we can see your videos?
Go to YouTube, type in Mauricio. Now, you can see all the videos, and then hopefully in a month, we're going to make a video called Mauricio and Bobby where we're going to just be making out. Lots of tongue, lots of tongue noises and shit.
Shit.
Called Mauricio, are you going to be able to hear the saliva being exchanged?
All right, man. You guys, yeah, thank you so much. This is one of my, this is a fun show, man. I had a blast. You
thank
guys
you for
are
having me, Bobby.
You got it, baby girl. Enjoy that yellowtail and those plantainas, even though they're not cooked, fucking Kelly. Oh, God. Make sure you guys, if you want to support the show, go to riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Hit the Gamefly button, join Gamefly, get 2 free weeks, or go to Amazon, buy anything through our link, and you give us money. You can also hit the donate button. If you guys want to throw $10, $20, $3,000 our way, please do that. All that money goes back into the show. The show has progressively become better and better because of your donations. You guys are amazing. You guys, come on, get out of here with your dick. No, that's Luis Gomez, not fucking Mauricio. You guys are awesome. Thanks for spreading the word about the YKWD, and keep doing that. Take care. You know what?
Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop.